around, you know, public supported in principle.
Okay, absolutely fascinating. Thank you so much for looking over the week's biggest news. My fabulous Friday panel, editor of the Times Red Box, Matt Chorley, and chief executive of Ipsos Mori Pollsters, Ben Page. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for taking the time to talk to us here at Talk Radio. I'm almost done for another day. John Holmes is
yes,
here.
Yes, I am.
You are here. What's happening on your show after one, though?
Well, as ever on a Friday, you know this very well, Julie Hartley Brewer.
I just want the reaction of my panellists. Are we going to have unanimous agreement on this one?
Okay,
on,
so what we do on a Friday, right, we take all of the haters' texts and tweets and messages that we get from the trolls, right? We don't ignore them. We don't report them. What we do, we give them to one of our producers. He's called Con. Mm-hmm. And he takes them to the lift and he reads them all out loud as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we call Condescending.
Very good. I like that.
I think they genuinely found that funny.
Very good. That's what we do on a Friday. We've also got Rachel Stevens out of Off of S Club 7 coming in.
There are so many men in the control room
all
of a sudden?
More interesting.
And M. Night Shyamalan. The film director.
Yeah.
So okay. All of that stuff.
I think these boys are going to probably want to hang around for a bit of Rachel Stevens. Dear. There we are. This is Talk Radio. I'm done for another day. I'm done for another week. I'm going to go off and enjoy the not snow for the day and the weekend. Have a fabulous afternoon. Have a fabulous weekend. Do enjoy Mr. John Holmes and his usual nonsense coming up after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't be late for work spending too long scraping ice off your car. At Asda, pick up your 1 litre bottle of Bluecol antifreeze for £4. Or stock off on a 2.5 litre bottle for only £5, available for a limited time only. Giving exceptional all-year-round protection and performance in all driving conditions, whilst at the same time protecting your car's cooling system against rust and corrosion. Head in store to the seasonal aisle now and get yours today. Asda. Save money. Live better. Selected stores subject to availability.
Whether you're saving for a new home or you've got a wedding to pay for, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS. Should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, it's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll normally get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. To check the limit and that you're fully covered, search FSCS Protected.
The big DFS winter sale is now on. And as always, every sofa is handmade to order. So you can choose the exact style, fabric and colour that's right for your home. Like one of our upholsterers, Michael, says...
It's really important you get that sofa spot on.
And because every sofa comes with a 15-year guarantee, you know yours will be spot on for years to come. There's a sofa for everyone in the big DFS winter sale.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Richard from Rotherham visited carfinance247.co.uk and got his finance first. As well as no arrangement fees, he can buy from any deal he likes. So congratulations, Richard. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 5.4% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Representative 27.7% APR. All circumstances considered.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, good afternoon, I am John Holmes. It's exactly and precisely 1 o'clock, it's Friday. Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour's Tristram Hunt is quitting as MP. Evacuations begin amidst risk of severe flooding. An offensive Michael Jackson drama is dropped.
Talk Radio.
Labour's Tristram Hunt is to stand down as MP for Stoke-on-Trent Central, triggering another by-election. The former Shadow Education Secretary has seen a big critic of party leader Jeremy Corbyn, says he's leaving what he describes as partisan politics to become a museum director. Political commentator and former Labour researcher Dan Hodges says his departure is significant but not surprising.
Obviously, we see moderate elements just simply walking away from the Labour Party. It's basically illustrative of the fact that the sort of talented people, talented centrist politicians, just see no future within the Labour Party.
The Environment Agency is warning the risk of flooding along England's east coast will run into tomorrow. 14 severe flood warnings are in place, meaning there's a potential risk to life. Thousands of homes have been evacuated in Lincolnshire, Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex. Chief Inspector Russ Cole from Essex Police says it's different to warnings in 2013, which proved to be a false alarm.
You had similar set of circumstances that are building up today. You had a very high tide. You had the potential of a tidal surge coming down the North Sea. But the big difference then in 2013 was there was no wind at all.
A 15-year-old girl charged with murdering a 7-year-old in York has appeared before a Crown Court judge via video link. The teenager is due back in court next week after the death of Katie Ruff on Monday. Donald Trump says claims about Russia having compromising material about him were made up by sleazebag political operatives. The president-elect also tweeted that his team will produce a full report on hacking within 90 days. His claim the average deposit needed to buy your first home has more than doubled in 10 years. The Halifax says people now need more than £32,000 saved up. And a drama about Michael Jackson, where the pop star was played by a white actor, has been axed. It's after Paris Jackson says she wanted to vomit after seeing Joseph Fiennes in the Sky Arts series Urban Myths. Producers insist they didn't intend to cause any offence.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good.
How's your day?
Nothing to report.
Okay, fine. Just checking. Just checking in with you.
All right. How's your day?
Nothing to report.
Okay, fine. Can I do the weather now?
Yeah.
All right. Talk
Radio National Weather. Is it snow-based?
There is a bit of that in there.
Is there?
Although we've used the code word wintry showers. So, sunny spells and wintry showers.
Is that your
today.
Safe word?
Nope.
Carry on.
I can't, because I can't see it anymore, because I didn't have time to print it off.
Make it up.
No. Cold and windy, highs of 5 degrees.
You just made that up.
No, I'm reading it now, because Chloe's gone back to my script on the screen.
Thanks, Chloe.
There's a printer issue.
Is there?
Yeah.
A prissue. Bless you.
What's weird, because I've got lots of printing in my hand here, which
maybe
printed.
You are the issue.
Nope.
So what's going on? Breaking news. What's going on with the printer?
Paper jam.
Paper jam.
Yeah.
Paper jam.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, that was Victoria's news there. And bonus news today, some point. Some point, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll change it today.
Oh,
you'll like, you'll like. No, you'll like it.
Why?
Well, all will be. Can't tell you now. But all will be called.
What?
Don't know.
What
now,
are you saying?
Now here, don't know. My script. The paper jam.
You can't speak today, John.
There's a paper jam.
I just thought I'd highlight that because every time I make a mistake, you highlight that.
Not every time. You made quite a few just then. I didn't mention it.
Yeah, it's because I was in a bit of a flap.
Mm-hmm.
Which bit?
It's because of the paper jam, and then I'd forgotten to put the weather forecast in, and that's why I was reading off the screen.
Oh.
Yeah. And also you decided to throw to me before I'd even sat down, so that was useful and helpful.
Well, you were late, so I don't know what I was going to do.
Because of the issue. You could have filled time.
What could
You're
I have
paid
done?
To talk.
What could I have done?
Just keep blabbing on.
No one would have noticed if you hadn't mentioned it, because you hit it straight on when I said.
I don't care.
All right. Ben's here with the pre-recorded sport now. Talk Radio
Sports Update. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger claims that reports Mesut Ozil will only stay at the club if he does too are an exaggeration. It's understood Ozil won't extend his deal, which expires next summer, while Wenger's future is also up in the air.
I think it's been a bit misinterpreted. He would like to know what happens, of course, on the managerial front, but I don't think that's the main part of his decision.
Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe says they've never tried to sign Chelsea captain John Terry. The club was linked with the former England skipper as a loan signing midweek. Howe has categorically denied it. Chelsea head coach Antonio Conte has been named Premier League Manager of the Month for December. He's the first person to win the award for 3 successive months. Manchester United striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic is Player of the Month. Finally, Dan Evans is into his first ATP World Tour tennis final after beating Andrei Kuznetsov in 3 sets at the Sydney International. Johanna Konta sealed the women's title earlier with a win over Agnieszka Radwanska. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Wow, he did that. He didn't make a mistake at all, did he?
Could have gone wrong there.
Could have really gone wrong. I mean, I was about to repeat it, but
imagine
I can't.
If Victoria said it.
What?
I can say it.
What's his name?
Her name, Agnieszka Radwanska.
Very good.
Thanks.
Take it all back.
And I didn't even have to read it, I just knew it.
Wow. Right, by the way, update. Yesterday, if you're listening to the show, we did want to report on whether it was snowing where you were. And thank you for sending me. You didn't need to tell us where you were, just was it snowing where you were, yes or no? David Edwards has said, bad news, 1 inch of snow here today.
Wow.
Says that now. Don't know where he is, but it's fine. So do keep those weather reports coming in for us. It's 7 minutes past one now, and you know what? We've got to do a programme. Let's do it.
Talk Radio. The festive season is all about giving. That's why SEAT's beautifully created winter drive gives you even more. Until January the 23rd, a voucher code will be waiting for you at seat.co.uk. Download it to get an extra £1,000 off on top of all our existing offers across the SEAT range, including Whatcar's 2017 best small SUV, the SEAT Ateca. Now that's a real gift. New car sales only. Cars must be ordered by 23rd of January 2017. T's and C's apply. Visit seat.co.uk to find out more.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am him. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. Or a leg or a ball cock in a toilet.
Should I call the emergency services?
That's not what I'm going to be doing. By a man called Usher.
I've got minimal interest in mineral news.
Thank you for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank me.
Okay. Marta, what have you got?
Bleeding vegetarian burgers.
Things have flown off shelves and they've seen photographs fall over. It's winter sport terminology.
Growing up and misbehaving.
No one happens to be in Norwich.
Fair point. I'll pass that on to my friend.
These patients are simply,
by their very nature, they are defensive.
On the line, a branch of science we are not yet clear on.
Do you know what? I think that's taking it too far.
Bleeding.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am out to go on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So hello then, good afternoon to you, good afternoon to you, and hello again. It is Friday, it's the day of Friday, and if the newspapers or the BBC are to be believed, I bet you had to dig your radio out of the snow this morning before you could even get anywhere near it. Oh, Snowmageddon, isn't it? Oh, it's a snowzaster. A snowferno. I snow what you did last summer. That's what you'd think, of course, if you looked at the news or read the papers this morning. Just all... In reality, of course, it's, you know, it's just a bit of snow. It's not even that much, is it, really? But I guess the news have got bored of Donald Trump's wazzing prozzies and moved on. I guess that's... It's winter, it's snow, get over it! Hello, then. I am John Holmes. It's Friday the 13th, of course. Friday the 13th. The day when we celebrate undead murderers killing teenagers at a lakeside camp. Yes, I know it was his mum in the first one. Spoiler alert there. So what are you doing to celebrate Friday the 13th? What are you doing? I've already macheted some teens in a cabin. Let us know what you're up to celebrate Friday the 13th. Labour MP Tristan Hunt, has resigned. Entirely missing the point of how to celebrate Friday the 13th. That's not how you do it. Didn't wear a scary-looking hockey mask while he was doing it. Didn't put an axe in anybody. Nothing like that. He just resigned. Typical of today's MP. Totally out of touch with what the people want, aren't they? But yeah, let us know what you're doing for Friday the 13th. You've murdered someone or something. If you can't get to your phone, you know, given that it might be snowed in, what with the massive snow-nami that's engulfed everybody... Then, you know, just battle your way through the blizzards and just come to the studio and tell us. It's fine. I'm just stalling now. I'll be honest with you. I'm having trouble getting to the show menu because it's been completely snowed in. Cornelius has been digging it out. Since I started talking. Have you got it yet?
Yeah, just about.
It's really so much snow there, isn't it? There's snow everywhere.
Relentless. The papers were right and did not over-exaggerate it in any way.
No, not at all. No, it's so much. Oh, look at that as well. Oh. You've built a snow witch.
Yeah.
Oh. It looks exactly like Cass as well, doesn't it? Oh.
That is just Cass. She's just that pale.
Yeah. So on today's one, then, headline, brush the snow off the off for that. Today's headline hijack's on the way, as you would expect it to be, on the day, the very day that the BBC have set up an entire department, they say, to work out what fake news is, to differentiate between real news and fake news. Surely they already had a department that did that, called the news department, you'd think, wouldn't you? Maybe they're not really setting it up, maybe that's fake news as well, I don't know. Anyway, we embrace the fake news, of course. That's what Headline Hijack is. We put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. It comes out of Victoria's mouth, which, has, if it's got a paper jam, it won't, but it's this mouth.
This one mouth.
This what? Yeah. It's that mouth there.
There's a word jam in your mouth.
It's just not the band Pearl Jam. Anyway, a made-up news story, please, for the news at 2 o'clock to fib and fabricate and fake your way onto the radio, Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There will be a fake news story. We'd like it to be yours. Masquerading as truth on air in the news at 2 o'clock. No Lonely Lunch Club today. Lonely Lunch Club today because we've got a guest in. Let's call it Lonely S Club. Let's call it that. Oh, because it's only one of S Club blubbing seven that's coming in. One of S Club seven.
Which number is it?
I don't know. I don't even know why she's coming in, but we'll find out together in around half an hour. No, when's she coming in? About half an hour, is it?
Yeah, half an hour. Quarter to.
And I'll tell you what, there'll be no party like that party that we're going to have. I'll tell you that. Yeah. Oh, it's Rachel Stevens. There you go. She's coming in today, out of off of S Club 7. No idea why. Find out in half an hour along with me. It's Friday, so we will be testing your brand loyalty to this show with our end-of-the-week quiz. If you'd like to get involved in that, here's the number. It's the same number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can tweet that one as well, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd
just
like.
Just tell us you want to be involved in the quiz, and we'll say yes, and you can come on the radio and stuff. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. The day's big stories will be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry as well throughout your afternoon. That, of course, is the news in haiku. I wonder what the hell Rachel Stevens will make of that. Later as well, there'll be a man in a lift. He is called Con. He's here. He's called Con.
Hello, everyone.
The lift is called The Lift. And Con will be in it reading out the text that we get from the haters and the trolls that we gather them together over the past 5 days of radio. And rather than ignore them or report them to HR or the authority or anything like that, we simply give them to Con to read them out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building in a feature we like to call condescending. It is also Some Request Friday, as Fridays oft are around here. So we'll be taking your requests and dedications for speeches and talks. We can't do music, of course. It's not a music radio station. It's a speech station. So you can request a speech or a talk, and we'll play it for you this afternoon. There'll be live music later as well as we drag in a busker. Another busker gets dragged in for our busker sessions off the streets and are forced to perform at microphone point in the studio. And as if that wasn't enough, there's more guest action for you at around half two when we'll be joined by the film director, M. Night Shyamalan. I know. Rachel Stevens and M. Night Shyamalan. And they said it couldn't be done. Ginger Dave is not producing. Yesterday, of course, was Kiss a Ginger Day. And he's exhausted from begging all the students to have a go on him. Asprod Cass is through the glass. She's through
the miserable window.
Hi, Cass.
Yep.
Hi, Cass.
Yep.
Our very own Snow Witch there. She's like Olaf from Frozen, but with hate for a nose instead of a character. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Chloe got engaged.
Oh, congratulations, Chloe.
Congratulations, Chloe. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Good. Have you told your fiancé, by the way, that you what you said in the office about what you would willingly do to Barack Obama? Have you told him?
Yes.
What did he say?
Fine.
Okay. The other day, during an office discussion, Chloe said that she would happily urinate on Barack Obama because he was hot. Victoria's here.
Hi.
There ain't no party like a Victoria's news party.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No.
Oh. Paid intern Cornelius is Plea.
Hello.
It's Plea.
I'm Plea.
He's pleased to be here.
I am.
You've had quite the morning, haven't you? Listen to this.
What are you on about?
This morning, Cornelius.
Oh, don't bring this up, please.
What an act of chivalry.
I thought we weren't going to mention this. For those who don't know, I did give my seat up on the train today for a pregnant lady.
And he hasn't bloody stopped going on about it since.
No, I don't mention it. I think someone tweeted about it. Julia Hartley Brewer tweeted about it. The whole office, it's the talk of the office, isn't it? Go away.
Cass is coming to give him a hug.
Thank you, Cass.
So amazing.
Thank you.
Did Cass just hug someone?
Yeah.
What's wrong with her? Anyway, well done, Cornelius. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I mean, I'd do it any day.
Shut up.
People just, stop, you know, just for me, it's not a big,
stop now.
Big thing, but people seem, people calling me a hero out there, which embarrasses me, honestly.
All you've gone on about.
I don't want
morning.
To talk
We're
about
literally
it.
Literally not
all.
Interested in your non-anecdote. Right, let's get into today's big story with some music.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy. That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill
that
you.
That boy needs therapy.
Hiding a zoo. Let's have a tune. All right, count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys,
midgets,
Indians, and frontier psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, a world of
20,000 girls
and rectangles.
You're an optometrist.
A man with the golden eyeball.
And tight in your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
The Avalanches. Frontier Psychiatrist. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's quite a weird song, that. It's quite weird, that, isn't it? 12-inch remix. So then, why would I be playing the Avalanches, though, on Talk Radio Station? I mean, it does link to today's big story, of course, but why would I be doing that? It's interesting, isn't it? Cornelius, would you like to hazard a guess? Obviously, the music has to link to the day's big story. That is how radio works. It's kind of a, you know, a bit of production colour, isn't it? Play along at home if you'd like to try and guess as well. Cornelius, then.
Sorry, I was just reading and we're getting lots of tweets in.
About your chivalry.
Yeah, people just... I mean, please stop sending this. Thank you very much. Wow, Con, you're a modern-day hero, coming from someone. Who will play you in the film?
Can you just guess about,
They'd have to find someone really attractive.
Guess about the big story. I'll tell you who played you in the film. Sid the Sloth from Ice Age, because he's got the same eyes and face as you.
The tweet said it'd have to be someone really attractive. What's the big story?
The tweet that you wrote.
What's the big story?
Yeah, guess.
Is it... who's it by?
The Avalanches.
Avalanches. What's the song?
Frontier Psychiatrist.
Frontier. Is it sort of someone leading the frontier of chivalry this morning train service into London.
No, it's the snow. So we need to talk somebody about the snow. Talk Radio's snow correspondent. Now, in common with all other media outlets, of course, having reporters standing pointlessly in 0.0001 inch of snow to report on it all day, we're going to do the same. We're going to send a Talk Radio snow correspondent outside without a coat on to try and brave it. It'll be funny, won't it?
Why can't I wear a coat?
That's right, it is you, yeah.
Oh.
Off you go.
Can I take my coat?
No.
I'm going to wear my coat. You can't.
Out you go. Okay. Talk Radio's snow correspondent talking to us live.
Where's my coat?
From no...
It was on my chair.
Not anymore. Live from no snow, like all reporters today on all media outlets. We'll take a live snow update, a snup date, next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In January, we've got an 8x4-foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
New year. Exciting, isn't it? New beginnings, fresh starts, daily commutes. Yep, you heard right. At the Vauxhall Bonus Tag event from the 27th of December to the 16th of January, there's up to 22% off selected models across the range, with many including features such as touchscreen display. So roll on the new year commute. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Bonus Tag event. Participating retailers only, selected stock only, limited period. Registrations by the 31st of January 2017. Offer not available with any other offers. Full T's and C's apply.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk. Was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Staffordshire, the M6 northbound between Keele Services and Junction 16 for Crewe. Now one lane closed and queuing traffic due to a multi-vehicle accident. There's also a lane closed further north between 16 and 17 for Sandbach due to an earlier accident and fuel spillage. In Hampshire, the M3 northbound, there's a lane closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 9 for the Winnall roundabout. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Oh, no, the dining furniture just fell down the stairs.
But what? How?
Not sure. Let's go and buy a new set right away.
With our biggest ever savings, there's no excuse needed to visit Harvey's Sale of All Sales. Sofas start from £2.59 and dining sets from £3.99, so you're sure to find something you'd prefer.
Oh, look, the Harvey's Sale of All Sales. Perfect timing.
But hurry, must end Tuesday.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and of course we need to talk about today's big story. You know what the papers are calling it? Snowmageddon. Snowpocalypse. Snow-nami. Snowferno. Snowlacost. Snowzaster. Snowjaculation. Edward Snowden. A golden snower. Snowfarer. Snownicide. Snowtel Rwanda. Deepwater Snowrisen. The second best marigold snowtel. The Snowlavirus. And Snades. Now, you'd think if you looked at all of those newspapers today or watched the news that the end of the world was upon us as the empty volcano snow engulfs us with its snow that'll be gone by tomorrow. The media loves snow, it seems, and trawling Twitter, aren't they, for pictures of it and begging viewers to send us your snow pictures from where you are. Oh, look, Marjorie from Westerham has sent us a picture of her cat outside in the snow. Get a life, Marjorie. Your cat hates you. Still, who are we if not a media outlet? So we should be joining in, shouldn't we? Why not send us some snow from where you are? Pop some in a box or a jiffy bag. Send it to us and we'll put it on the radio. Send your snow to Snowgasm Offer, Snow Department, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Now, the BBC, of course, all day have been talking to reporters forced to stand outside in the snow to try and make a pointless story about it. So why don't we join in with that as well as we cross live now to our snow correspondent who is pointlessly outside. Good afternoon, Talk Radio snow correspondent. Good afternoon.
Hi, John.
Hi. You're quite cold.
It is really cold out here.
Have you had to go outside without
a coat on?
Why haven't you got a coat on?
I couldn't find it. One of you hid it.
Our reporter is outside in the snow. I mean, it must be awful out there. I mean, the pictures I've seen in the papers, I mean, I'm sure they haven't exaggerated it at all. Neither have the news outlets on the television, have they? It must be awful out there. I mean, blizzards and things, right?
Not really, no.
Tell us what you can see. Describe it. Like a reporter, waste some time describing something that we don't need to know about.
Well, I'm outside here, John, in the cold, and temperatures are below freezing, yeah. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Some snow fell earlier from the sky. It thunder-snowed all...
It didn't, though, did it? Just
over.
Some sleet, wasn't it?
Thunder, snow...
Sleet.
Thunder. Snow and thunder.
Is there any snow now?
No.
No. Could you just...
There's travel chaos, though.
Is there? Talk us through what you can... I mean, it was presumably... I've seen the front of the papers and the things on the television. It looks really bad. It must be terrible. Are you surrounded by, dead mountain climbers and things?
I can pretend to be. It's up to you.
Yeah, might as well. Make it...
Yeah, there's loads.
Look. All the other things are making it sound like it's mad and bad. Do that.
Okay.
Gets listeners, doesn't it? Do it.
Yes, John, I'm outside the building with my Sherpa guide here.
Yeah.
And we were just discussing how snowy it is. It's literally 6 foot worth of snow.
Yeah.
I can't see anything. I'm buried in it. I've had to sit down now.
Yeah.
And it's free. Oh, sorry. Do you want my seat? Sorry. So there's just another pregnant lady that I was giving up my snow seat for.
Yeah. So chivalrous, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're chivalrous.
Yeah.
Because you haven't got a coat.
Because
you know why you haven't got.
Up slightly.
Do you know why you haven't got a coat?
Why?
Put it in a bin.
You hid it.
I put it in the bin.
Why
in the kitchen.
You put it in the bin.
In the kitchen.
Well, in the kitchen bin.
Yeah.
Paul Nuttall's been near that. Oh, it's really cold.
Yeah. Could you stand outside there pointlessly for another 5 minutes or so?
I'd love to, but my legs are really aching.
Yeah.
This morning, I had to stand up for the whole of my train journey.
Why is that?
Well, I did have a seat, but this pregnant lady got on, and I was the first to jump up, John. So that's sort of, I'd do it any day of the week.
Say something dramatic about snow to end it.
We're all going to die of snow.
Thank you. Our snow reporter there joining in with all media outlets this afternoon, reporting live there from the horrific, deadly snow-nami that's engulfed the country. If you've got a reaction on snow, or you'd like to just send us some snow, not a picture of some snow like the paper, just send us some snow, scoop it up, put it in a jiffy bag. Some snow. Thanks. Send it to Snow Offer, Snowgasm Department. Talk Radio, The Radio, London, and we'll go through some of your snow. After the news with Victoria, because she's got it, she's here. It's 1:30.
Talk Radio.
Tristram Hunt has resigned as a Labour MP to become a museum director in London. It'll trigger a by-election in his Stoke-on-Trent central seat, which could be contested by UKIP leader Paul Nuttall. Sky's senior political correspondent Robert Nisbet says he's been a big critic of party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
This is another section of the letter here, that the frustration came with the inability to address the factors about which he cared very dearly because of their defeat in 2015, Labour Party's defeat, and more broadly about how the Labour Party should respond to the social, cultural and economic forces which have rocked mainstream social democratic and socialist parties from India to Greece to America.
14 parts of eastern England are being warned the weather poses a potential risk to life, with severe flood warnings in place. Some villagers in Essex are being urged to leave their homes immediately, with officials concerned about the risk of a storm surge at Jaywick tonight. Donald Trump has hit out at his sleazebag opponents in a series of new tweets referring to a leaked, unverified dossier claiming Russia has compromising material on him. The US president-elect has promised his team will publish its own report on hacking within the next 90 days. Figures show more than 124,000 people are in detention around the UK every day. A report has looked at those who are in places like secure hospitals, prisons, immigration facilities and police cells. Researchers say the real total is likely to be much higher, as it wasn't possible to include data for some settings. And Sky has dropped plans to broadcast a drama about Michael Jackson after concerns were raised by his family. They were unhappy that white actor Joseph Fiennes was chosen to play the singer. The weather: sunny spells and wintry showers today, cold and windy with highs of 5 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
You probably heard our snow report recently, Victoria. We had a reporter out in the snow because the media outlets are doing that.
Yes.
So if you want to clip a bit of that up for your bulletin, you're very welcome to it.
I'm not talking about snow, I'm talking about flooding.
Oh, we haven't got one of those correspondents.
Well, try harder.
Okay. Victoria there. Thank you, Victoria. Have you heard about Cornelius's...
Do you know what?
Yeah.
I've heard so much about it.
Yeah.
Too much. I don't want to hear about it ever again.
I know.
Some people are saying that's the thing.
Everyone's talking about it.
You're back,
I'm back. It's freezing out there. Everyone's talking about it, and I'm embarrassed by it because it's just normal for me. It's just normal behaviour.
You told me it was the first time you'd ever done it, so I question your claim
saying,
that it's normal behaviour.
People out there are saying that finally chivalry's back from the dead. Someone said that to me.
Was it yourself?
No,
it you
someone.
Just saying
I can't
it out
remember.
Loud?
One of the TalkSport lads. I think it was Jacobs or Hawksby.
I wouldn't really call them a lad, to be honest.
Anyway, if you're just joining in, Cornelius stood up for a pregnant lady on the train today.
French Ticklers tweeted, she wasn't pregnant, she was just fat. Well, she was actually wearing a baby on board badge.
Yeah, but some fat people do that to disguise their obesity.
She clearly was pregnant, because she wasn't a fat lady.
It's quite hard to buy a pie on board sticker. That's why, so some people do that.
She may have had a tumour.
That go out.
Chloe, get us out of this.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some of your reactions have been have been coming in. Where's Cornelius gone? Cass, where's Cornelius gone?
I don't know. Do you want me to read out a reaction?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Cass works through the glass, and she's now got to come into the studio to read out one of the reactions that have come in. Yeah.
No, not that. Oh, that one. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh, look, he's back.
Where did you go?
Oh, I went to get food again.
No, I had to get my laptop charger.
There's a radio program.
I had to get my laptop charger.
Is it?
Sorry, John. Sorry.
I mean,
what are we doing?
when this goes out, I'll just edit all that out. But this, let's just pick that up. Okay, in three. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Some of your reactions have been coming in.
Lots coming in. Wow, Con, what a noble thing to do. You just don't get that nowadays. Has come in from Satisfied. Con, you really are a hero. If more people were like you, there would be less war in the world.
Fewer. It's just going up to a time, and very shortly, we'll be joined by none other than Rachel Stevens, out of off of S Club 7. I don't know which her number is. We'll find out. We'll ask her which one she was when she comes in about 10 minutes' time.
That's the first question written.
Yes, that's sorted. Right. Oh, there's this, of course. Headline hijack. That's right, yes. So your made-up news stories, we invite them. You know, Donald Trump's still banging on, tweeting, isn't he, Donald Trump? Fake news he's writing in capital letters. Fake, phony stuff, he says. All the wee mattress stuff with the prostitutes. It's all fake news, he says. So that was a bad thing, but no, it's not, is it? Fake news is a very good thing, and we embrace it every day at 2 o'clock by putting some of it in the news masquerading as truth. We've been doing that way before fake news was a buzz, trendy buzzword. Ahead of the curve, that's us. Make a news story up. Get it into Victoria's mouth. Hear it said as fact. It's headline hijack. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Some lots coming in. This is from Nigel, who says, are you a parent? Well, leave right now to collect your child from school, as every school is to close due to the thunder snow this afternoon. Yeah. Any children left uncollected by 2 p.m. will be locked into the schools overnight for their own safety.
Yep. Who's in that in?
Nigel.
Nigel, thanks very much. Nigel, what's one we got here? A study from the Scientific Centre of Great Britain has shown that gravity levels can vary across different nations and continents. The results showed that the countries that enjoy more wealth tend to have a slightly higher level of gravity, but some scientists have disagreed with the nation, saying that there is just more fat people there rather than gravity. That was sent in by Jean. Hi, Jean. You could check it. You could take a lesson from that, Cass. She smells of her egg. Cass,
I do not stop it.
You do though.
I don't.
Yeah, you do not stop it. Do you? Yeah, you do not stop smelling there. Like an egg.
I don't smell like an egg.
You do smell like an egg.
I do not smell like an egg.
All you eat is just an egg.
Because eggs are good for you.
Yeah, but not 100 eggs.
I don't eat 100 eggs.
You do eat 100 eggs.
I don't eat 100 eggs. I have one egg.
Every minute.
For
100 minutes.
No, like once, maybe twice a day.
You smell of an egg.
I do not smell of an egg. You look like an egg.
Your mum looks like an egg.
Shut up about my mum.
Right then, in the next bit of the programme, the lines remain open for headlines. It's a bit of a weird show today, isn't it? We have a very Friday about it. So it's in the next bit of the programme, the headline hijack lines are open for that, of course. 87222 is the
start
number.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then we'll be talking to Rachel Stevens out of off of S Club 7, who's come in to tell us about something or other. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Right, kids, we're going on holiday. We need to bring the bucket and spade, rubber rings, snorkels and goggles, bug nets, tennis rackets, burger buns and your best dance moves. We're going to see some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, some fabulous shows, hopefully no burnt burgers, but more than likely, Grandad on the dance floor. Ready? Yeah! We send millions of families on a whole lot of holes every year from £9.50. Collect 10 tokens inside the sun and join them. Continues this week.
Wilbur, wake up. Having that broken boiler nightmare again? No. You'll sleep easy with Home Care from British Gas to help you avoid unexpected bills and breakdowns. Boiler cover starts from just £9 a month for our energy customers, with an annual boiler service and parts and labour included. And you'll get 1 month free when you buy selected home care products online by 20th of February. That's 12 months for the price of 11. Sweet dreams, Wilbur. Aww. For home care with 1 month free, search British Gas. Conditions apply.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet, and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber aware. Visit cyberaware.gov.uk.
He scored! 4-0! Oh, look at the celebration! 3 backflips, double somersault! There's the strutting chicken, the shirt's off, and here comes the 11-man pyramid!
That's not a big deal. This is. Pizza Hut Delivery's £14 deal now includes a large pizza, garlic bread, wedges, drink, and an Now TV Sky Sports or Entertainment Pass when ordered online at Pizza Hut Delivery.
Only valid online at participating Pizza Hut Delivery stores. Limited delivery areas. Subject to availability until 31st of January. Now TV account, broadband 3G required. 18 plus. Month passes when renewal is cancelled. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the M3 northbound in Hampshire. Slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle at Junction 9 for the Winnall roundabout, and a lane blocked again due to a broken down vehicle between 14 for the M27 and 13 for Chandler's Ford. In Gloucestershire, the M48 Severn Bridge has one lane closed due to strong winds between Junction 1 and Junction 2 for Chepstow. And in the West Midlands, the M42 northbound reports of a lane blocked due to an accident around Junction 6 for Birmingham Airport. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Darling, it's time for a change, starting with the sofa.
But we don't need a new sofa.
We do now.
With our biggest ever savings, there's no excuse needed to visit Harvey's Sale of All Sales. Sofas start from £2.59 and dining sets from £3.99, so you're sure to find something you'd prefer. The Harvey's Sale of All Sales. But hurry, must end Tuesday.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Like that bit of production just said then, it's just coming up to a time. Now, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news today. Obviously, we've been talking about it. Snowmageddon, of course, Snowpocalypse, as the papers are calling it, Snownami, Snowlacourse, Snowferno, Snowjaculation, that kind of thing. But the news, and Donald Trump is now going to do a report about hacking. He's trying to distance himself from the urine-soaked mattress that the prostitutes weed on. So he's moved away from that, and he's gone towards hacking report. What I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, and that's why they gravitate towards this programme on a weekday afternoon, because we explain the news and we analyse the news. Because, as you all know, Rachel Stevens, off of S Club 7,
yep,
when you drill down into the news deeply,
yeah,
to analyse it, mm-hmm, frack it many ways,
uh-huh,
you don't get shale gas, you get, yeah, Japanese poetry, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, and yeah, that's how we analyse the news
I'm
here.
Just going with it.
Good.
I'm going with it.
It's the news in haikus.
Trump has announced hacking report probably be a piece of piss.
The news in haikus. Right, I promised you guest action, and it's guest action I'm going to bring you now. Stevens. Is that the weirdest way you've ever been introduced?
It's lively.
Isn't it?
It really is. Yeah.
Hi, Rachel Stevens.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Polite of you to ask. Well, that's not everyone would. Yeah. You were brought up well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is
good to have you in. We've never met before.
Thank you.
You know.
We feel like we have, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
In what possible way?
I don't know why.
Do I look like one of S Club 7?
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah.
Is it
exactly.
Hannah?
Yes.
Good.
Reminiscent, yeah.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, look, you're here, right? Because you've got kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know you're doing this campaign about teaching kids to read.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm interested in it is, A, most of the people who work on this programme can't read. Him.
Right,
and Victoria,
okay.
And Victoria are...
I can't help you, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've got kids. My kids are 6 and 4, right?
Oh,
and so kind of reading with them, and I know that's what we're talking about... I do that all the time, but this is about encouraging parents to do it, right? That's what
yeah,
we're talking about. Because
yeah.
a lot of them don't.
Well, actually, everyone leads such busy lives, don't they? It's hard to sometimes try and fit everything into a day.
Yeah.
And don't you find kids sometimes have better social lives than we do? They've like got after-school play dates and then they're exhausted by the time they get home. So trying to fit in homework and reading, I think, is sometimes quite difficult for parents. So I'm working with Reading Eggs, which is an online platform that helps... support kids in their reading and helps parents as well.
Yeah.
So it's something that you can see their progress along the way. My daughter's 6, so she's at school. She's doing her phonics.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. Yeah.
So on this, you can do your phonics. You can do games. It makes it really interactive and fun.
Because that's the thing, I think, isn't it? It's about making it fun. It can't be seen as a chore for
exactly.
a kid because they'll just switch right off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you do it with your kids, then, what do you do to engage them in reading? Because there are people with kids listening to this really struggling to get kids interested
yeah.
in it. So, I mean, advise them, Rachel Stevens.
It's so personal, isn't it? But I think what I've always read with the kids since they were really tiny. So I think it's just a part of our bedtime routine.
Yeah.
They have a bath, brush their teeth, they read a book.
Yeah.
And then Amelie's being sent home with a book every day from school because she's got to read for her homework. So I try and at least do a page with her or something, if not the whole book. They're
yeah,
in tiny books.
Yeah.
But the teacher will say, even if you've been at work or whatever, just read one page with them or whatever.
Does
just
your heart sink slightly, though? I mean, sometimes, this is bad of me, I know.
Yeah.
But I think, again, it's something all parents will recognise.
Yeah.
Is that sometimes when, you know, they've gone to bed a little bit late
yeah.
and they go, and you go, which book would you like? And they'll go and pick the longest book.
Always.
And you just go, oh, no.
I know. Well, I mean, patience is something you really learn when you're a parent, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, exactly. And everyone's tired, and by 7:30, whatever it is, you're ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
But you know what? It is about making it. It's a really important thing. I think reading is so important, not only for literacy, but for social skills, for creativity, imagination, everything.
Yeah.
So, and you can, if you start it young, you can, it's there's something they'll love forever.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, and you've got to. It's about getting that interest. But the problem comes, of course, is that when they've got their favourite book that you know off by heart.
Oh yeah.
And then you just go,
reading it in your sleep.
Yeah. Why? Don't please pick another book, not that again. But
I'm only saying
that internally, obviously.
Oh yeah.
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 Well, that's what
totally.
They do.
Totally.
I mean, do you kind of find yourself reading with a kid? Just in terms of how you do it, and do you let them do it? Do you do it? I mean, what's the sort of process?
A bit of both.
Because there is, teaching them, they're either listening or they're reading, and I don't know where
yeah.
the line is.
Yeah, a bit of both. Yeah. Amelie, now she's learning, obviously, her phonics and stuff, so I'll do her homework books and she'll read.
Yeah.
And then at night, I've got Minnie as well, and we're both all snuggled up together. Or my husband comes in from work and he'll have that sort
yeah.
of bonding time with them.
Because the other thing is, one kid will want one book and another one want the other and refuse
oh, yeah.
to listen to that one.
And
then
they
get
both
stroppy.
Try and sit on our like heads,
oh,
basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But no, they're pretty good with each other, actually, by that point.
Yeah.
So that's all fine. But yeah, we'll read to them by that point.
I look forward to my dotage when they can read to me, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's really the only reason I'm
yeah.
teaching them. It's
exactly,
just to make my life better when I can't read anymore. I'm too
yeah.
old. Here, read American Psycho.
Yes,
that sort of
perfect
thing,
reading.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna ask you a favour.
Yeah, okay.
It's child related.
Okay.
And you'll recognise this as well. So how old are your
2 and 6.
2 and 6. All right, well, so the 2-year-old won't have done this yet, I don't think, but the 6-year-old will have done. So you know that thing at school when they bring home, like, a cuddly toy?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you get custody of it for the week.
Yeah.
And then you have to...
I can tell you love that.
Pictures of it in a scrapbook that goes back to school.
Yeah.
Right?
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can I get a picture of you holding Radish the rabbit?
I'd love to.
Because you know what? I will win the dad competition because I've got you holding Radish the rabbit, which I have here.
I would love... That is very cute.
And this is for Isla's 4. And she said, can you take this to work, Daddy? And I said, not only can I take it to work, I can get a photo of Rachel Stevens holding it. And she said, who?
Now,
she's 4.
Pressure for the other parent. Like, you're taking this rabbit on
lovely adventures.
That's right. So yeah. I'm going to win this. So can we do that now? Is that
definitely.
Right? You hold Radish.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to take a picture on my phone. I mean, I know this makes great radio and everything, but you know, school is a competition and dads have to win.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you want your headphones on or off? Up to you.
I'll keep them on.
All right, fine. There we go. Look
brilliant.
At that. I have won that.
Nice work.
I am King
Dad. Can I keep the rabbit?
No, that would get me into a hell of a lot of trouble. But you must have done that. You must have taken a cuddly toy adventure.
We've done
things.
It. We've done it, yes.
What was the best thing? Because you mix in showbiz circles, so what? You must have got something epic. Come on.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Soft play, actually, was probably about as...
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have
got
anybody.
It was a busy week.
So you could have taken it on tour.
Yeah, I know. Next time.
The other thing, I'd forgotten you'd done this, but I'm going to bring it up because it's funny.
Okay.
Is that when you know when you were on television talking about testicular cancer?
Yeah.
And encouraged the nation's men.
Yeah.
To put their hands in their pants.
Yeah.
And have a good feel around.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all did that because you told us.
Good.
So that did work.
You did good listening.
If Rachel
there
Stevens,
go,
Rest
see?
Of Seven, is going to tell me to feel my own testicles, I am going to do it.
And I think I'm glad I could have helped you.
Helped everybody.
And,
there.
Yeah.
Good. Just saying.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, it was, in many ways. all right, so look, what else are you doing? What else are you up to? Because reading, I know, takes up a lot of your time, but yep. what else are you up to now?
What else am I up to? I'm working on a few really exciting projects, very early days.
None of which you can talk about, right?
No, yeah.
I
know, sorry.
They
I'm annoying, but I'll come back and talk about
better.
It. Yeah, I'd love to, definitely.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so just in terms of where people go to find out more about this reading project, because you know, there'll be people listening to this who haven't got kids yet thinking, oh, I don't want to frighten them off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, today, I'll tell you something, today Cornelius, helped a pregnant lady and he's very pleased about it.
Right. Well, I don't hate to keep bringing it up.
No, you don't, because you've been bringing it up.
I was on a busy train this morning. I did have a seat, but a lady who was with child, baby, pregnant.
She knows what that means.
Yeah. I was with you.
Yeah. I offered my seat to her because no one else did. I mean, no one else had
offered her seat. Your seat to her.
My seat, yeah. No one else did. I mean, they didn't have a chance to because I was so noble, so I did it first.
Oh,
and had to stand up. Yeah. Well, that's what some people
say. Banging on about it.
I didn't tell anyone. I think it must have got on Twitter or something because, like, the carriage started applauding. It was a big thing. But, yeah.
How many times are you going to tell this story today?
I haven't told it once. That's the thing. Other people are mentioning it. And I get embarrassed about it because just thought it was a normal thing. But clearly, clearly people were saying that I've revived chivalry from the dead.
I think you
and
have.
And that, I mean, someone earlier
just
in the office said it's a bit late for the New Year's honours list, but maybe next year.
Rachel Stevens out of Off of S Club 7 doesn't want to hear about it anymore.
Really. But thank you for sharing your story.
Is that a thank you
that
on behalf
lovely.
Of all mothers?
Yes.
That's what you're welcome.
He wanted us to ring Mumsnet. Oh, one question as well. Another question I've got for you. In the seven, which number were you? Did you all divvy it up?
I was five.
No, you were five, were
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was
right.
five.
Was there arguments about that?
No.
What I envisaged when Rescue 7 formed, it was like the beginning of Reservoir Dogs. You know, when they name all the characters? Mr. Pink argues about being Mr. Pink. And I just wondered
if
it was
like
that.
We actually did a scene from Reservoir Dogs, funny enough, in one of our TV shows. Anyway.
Did you?
Yeah.
Which...
No.
Not the ear.
The walking scene. You know, the walking
scene. Oh, yeah.
To the scene,
I thought you were going to say you cut Bradley's ear off or something.
That would have... Yeah, perhaps not.
I mean, don't rule it out.
No.
I mean, for a future project that you can't talk about. If S Club 7...
I'll call Brad after.
Did Reservoir Dogs start to finish? I think that would be a hit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. One more question for you. Right.
Yeah.
Was there pressure whenever you had a party, right, to make it the best? Because there weren't no party... like an S Club party. So when you invite people to parties, that must have been quite a pressure, you know, a lot of pressure.
It's true.
What would Rachel Stevens do at a party? What's your, you know, you invite people around now, what is it, nibbles? I mean, what's the...
Always.
Yeah.
Always nibbles.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that, I mean, doesn't stand it out as an S Club party, does it?
No, we're talking about S Club parties here.
Yeah.
You must have been to an S Club party, no?
Well,
my
invitations were never, you know, I mean, it can't be an S
Club. Got to you?
No. I don't know what you were thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah.
I used to watch them on the telly.
Did you?
Yeah, loved it. Oh. Loved S Club.
Everybody loved S Club.
Yeah, it was great. Better than Hearsay. Oh. Hearsay were just a cheap imitation, in my opinion.
No.
Listen, it's been lovely having you in.
Can I just mention the website?
You can. I was about to ask you to.
www.readingeggs.co.uk.
Reading
Eggs. And you can get a free 2-week trial on there. So,
oh, okay.
It's all the info's on there.
Yeah, and essentially what it does is if you're looking for tips of how to get a child reading
exactly.
and phonics and school and everything, it helps all the homework and everything
yeah.
else. And frankly, the amount of homework they get, Rachel, now.
I know.
I spent most of last weekend doing homework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had to do recently a big science project. It's quite, you know,
for a 6-year-old,
yeah. yeah.
What did you make?
We made a lava lamp.
Very good.
It was cool, actually.
They're supposed to be hot. It won't work if it's cool.
No, I won't go into what we did. No, not hot.
Warm. No.
It's lava. Lava's
what did
hot.
You use
anyway, anyway, we did. It worked, and yeah. She was very proud.
Good.
It was, yeah.
Good. Well, listen, yeah. thank you. Thank you for Radish.
On
behalf of Isla as well, thank you for being
in the... Say hi.
I will say hi to her. But honestly, really good to see you. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you.
Rachel Stevens there, joining us on the radio. Right. We've just for the news, of course, Headline Hijack is on the way. What we do, we put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So the people not listening to this bit hear it and believe it to be true. We're kind of embracing the notion of fake news.
Okay. You know,
whatever Donald Trump thinks of it, we're kind of going with it
okay, cool.
as a thing. So Headline Hijack is on the way next, and we need a winner. We need somebody who has got their made-up news lie into the news. Cornelius, who is it?
It's Sam.
And where's Sam from?
Crystal Palace.
Good. Sam in Crystal Palace, congratulations. You have your made-up news story in the news, which is next on Talk Radio. Still to come on the programme, don't forget, end of the week quiz as we test somebody's brand loyalty to this programme in our quiz. Live music with a busker we've quite literally dragged in off the streets later on. And we'll be talking to, we have another guest, Rachel Stevens, it's not as good as you, the film director M. Night Shyamalan, talking to him about his new film, which stars James McAvoy. All that coming on the programme between now and 4. You're listening to Talk Radio, I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
For a limited time, enjoy special introductory savings on selected sofas at DFS. Better be quick.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Van Buster, now on. CLS Timber, 38x63x2400mm, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade off.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161, or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
It is, yes, in the afternoons. Friday. I am John Holmes. It's exactly 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn critic quits as MP, extreme weather warnings, and find out who's going to host the Crystal Maze.
Talk Radio.
Former Labour leadership contender Tristram Hunt has quit as an MP. It means there'll be a by-election in his constituency of Stoke-on-Trent Central. He was a big critic of the party's leader, Jeremy Corbyn, and has decided to take up a job at the Victoria and Albert Museum. Labour MP David Lammy says he probably thinks they can't win the next election.
MPs tend not to stand down in the middle of a parliament if they think that we can form the government. Now, it's no secret that Tristram has disagreed agreed with the direction that the party's been going in. He's obviously come to the conclusion that that's not the case and he should take up this opportunity.
A full evacuation plan is now in place in Jaywick, Misley and West Mersey in Essex. It's because of severe flood warnings, meaning potential risk to life. The main threat will come with tonight's high tide. These people in the coastal village of Jaywick are staying cautious.
The same thing happened 3 years ago and it did come up to the seawall. Didn't breach the seawall, but better safe than sorry.
From the tides that I have seen in the past, it's not been as bad as what has been made out. So
I suppose it's better to be safe than sorry.
11 severe flood warnings are in place along the east coast of England. 5,000 people are being asked to leave their homes in Norfolk. A court has heard Rolf Harris put his hand up a 12-year-old girl's skirt before giving her his autograph. She's the youngest of seven women who claim the elderly entertainer assaulted them in an attack spanning more than 30 years. The 86-year-old denies the charges. The US president-elect says his team is going to produce a full report on hacking within 90 days. Donald Trump has also tweeted saying claims Russia having compromising material about him were made up by sleazebag political operatives. And Richard Iowardi is going to host a new series of The Crystal Maze. There'll be 21-hour-long episodes later this year after the success of a celebrity special in October, which was presented by Stephen Merchant.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells and wintry showers today. Cold and windy with highs of 5 degrees.
I wasn't at my desk. Have you done the weather?
That's why I stopped speaking.
Have you done the news?
That's also why I stopped speaking.
Okay. Thanks, Victoria. Back with bonus news later, because the news is shorter than it used to be, so she has to make the time up. Chivalry news.
Chivalry news.
Boy, I've got some treats for you.
What's going to be the lead story? Any hints?
Celebrity.
Wouldn't call myself that, but fine.
No, it all will become clear as the afternoon wears on. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger claims that reports Mesut Ozil will only stay at the club if he does too are an exaggeration. It's understood Ozil won't extend his deal, which expires next summer, while Wenger's future is also up in the air. The Gunners boss says the situation has been misinterpreted. Bournemouth boss Eddie Howe has categorically denied the club tried to sign Chelsea captain John Terry. The club was linked with the former England skipper as a loan signing midweek. Chelsea head coach Antonio Conte has been named Premier League Manager of the Month for December. He's the first person to win the award for three successive months. Meanwhile, Manchester United striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic is Player of the Month. Finally, there's one game in the Sky Bet Championship this evening. Leeds can go into third place with a win over Derby. County, meanwhile, will move into the playoff places with a victory. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
And that's John still speaking. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has announced a new citizen reward scheme, which will see members of the public rewarded for acts of kindness. Cash prizes will be handed out to people who do things such as pick up litter, donate to charity, or give up their seat for a pregnant woman on the train.
Oh, well, how do we get involved in that?
Shut up, Cornelius. Right, it's 4 minutes past 2 o'clock. That was Victoria and Ben. Next is the... Stop it. Next is the pre...
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Talk Radio then, in the afternoons. Yes, it is. And don't forget, in common with all media outlets, we are covering Snowmageddon this afternoon. I'm sure you've had to dig your radio out to even be able to listen to it, judging by the front of all the papers this morning. I'm sure they weren't exaggerating at all. Neither, of course, are the news outlets, the reporters standing out in, so much snow, aren't they? Snowpocalypse, they're calling it, snowjaculation. Edward Snowden, I saw that as a headline earlier. Snowna side, Snowtel Rwanda. That's all the headlines from
Snow Country for Old Men.
Yes. Snowtel for Dogs. Second best marigold Snowtel. We could go on. But anyway.
Snow when to interrupt and not to do it.
Obviously, people are sending pictures of snow to the news outlets so they can put it on the television. We can't do that, so either record the noise of some snow and send us that, or just scoop up some snow, put it in a jiffy bag or something and post it to us here at Talk Radio, and then we could feature your snow on the radio. Afternoon, then. Time now for our diversity paper review. If you are a regular listener, you'll know that the diversity paper review is there as a paper review, but what it is also is a platform for different diversities on the radio, making us the most diverse program in broadcasting. Different diversity each day does the papers for us. Today we welcome back Rudd.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Whose diversity is that?
Whose diversity is that? That's my diversity.
Yes, what is it?
It's bisexuality is my diversity.
That's correct. So what is in the papers, Rudd? What have you seen?
My opening gag was going to be, like, the page 9 of The Sun's, Snow, go! And I was going to say, it's like, snow is like the dullest thing for like media to talk about. Yeah. Literally the dullest thing.
But it, on and on it goes. I mean, I'm looking at a television screen now, we have one here in the studio. That's all they're talking about on the BBC. They're still having weather coverage, and it's severe weather, and there's a picture, someone's just sent in a picture of some snow.
Well, that's the thing. They'll all, and then you'll get, like, you'll listen to other radio stations, they'll have people calling, go, oh, well, I couldn't get out of my driveway this morning. It's atrocious. The local council need to do something about it.
Yeah.
It's just
snow. It's just winter. Deal with it.
Yeah, I don't mind snow. What I mind is the horrifically dull media coverage of snow.
Yeah,
basically is my issue with
it. So what have you picked
up? They just go, snow, go! And they've got various pictures of, like, snowy places.
Yeah.
Which could literally just very well be from whenever. They could have just Googled snow and then just put them on here.
Yeah. And probably have.
Yeah. Well, it's The Sun. Very reputable.
All the newspapers are doing this today, though, aren't they? I mean, it's just, that's what they've got. They've got bored of Trump's wazzy mattress and seems to have moved on from golden showers to snow showers, it seems.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the rule of don't drink the yellow snow kind of would apply to...
I've always said don't lick a yellow mattress. The same reason.
I mean, don't think any mattresses, especially hotel mattresses, they're filthy.
Yeah. Right, so what else we got?
The new king of Rwanda,
yes.
I don't know if you've seen this, is from... he lives in Manchester and is a former Pepsi salesman.
I haven't seen this.
So the newly crowned king of Rwanda, who, after the kind of abdication of his brother...
Yeah.
Was it the abdication? Yeah, former Pepsi employee Emmanuel Bushayija, 56, will assume the throne as King Yuhi VI, according to an official edict. So,
it's quite exciting.
Rwanda's new king is a Manc who used to sell Pepsi to people.
I quite like that.
I do quite like that. That's quite quaint, I think. Mm. I mean, if there's anyone who's going to rule a country, it's going to be a Manc who used to sell Pepsi to people.
It's like King Ralph.
I don't get that reference.
Okay, it was a film whereby John Goodman accidentally became King of England due to the entire success of the royal family all dying in accidents.
Was he playing an Englishman? Did he have an English accent?
He was an uncouth American. He was somehow distantly related. But once all of the royal family were wiped out in a tragic accident, it fell to him. He was the next one along.
How would you rate that film out of 10?
Do you know, it's not as bad as you'd think.
Do you think that that film would have been better if instead of John Goodman it was this guy?
Yes.
I just turned my headphones up and deafened myself. Right. Instead of John Goodman playing the character, it was this guy.
Yeah. Well, no, I, but look, hey, look, Rwanda, I went to Rwanda recently. I was
Yes.
Yes, that's right. For a documentary, yet to be aired. about gorillas. But it is an amazing country. So he's actually sort of inherited, if you like, quite an amazing... I mean, as a landlocked African nation... Rwanda is quite incredible because it there's no litter for a start. That's struck
what?
Me.
Why?
The law is all of the citizens of Rwanda do this. They just pick up litter. There's a law that says there can't be litter. Plastic bags are illegal. There's no 5 pence for them. They are illegal. You can't take them into the country. They're confiscated. Yeah. Everyone just picks up litter all the time, and that's what. And it's spotless. It's amazing. And of course, since the genocide, which was 20 years ago. Because that's so recent, everybody then just decided it was such an horrific thing to have happened that the whole nation basically changed the constitution of the country. And because all the genocide was based on religious and tribal warfare, they just decided to not do that anymore as a nation, which is incredible.
That's amazing. Imagine if, like, England had just kind of changed the constitution just to change one of our kind of very British things. I'm trying to think of a joke, but I can't. So I'll leave it to the comedy people to do that.
When are they here?
Hey!
You're right, drunk, Rod.
No, it's all fine. It's all fine.
Okay,
it's all fine.
What's next in the newspapers, Rod?
Scientists have found out how to turn mice into killers, which is...
that is cool.
The headline is, with a flick of a switch, scientists turn mice into killing machines.
Mice don't have switches.
They installed them on their back. They have. They basically just like put little light switches on their back.
Okay.
And on one side the switch it says Happy Mouse, and then on the other side the switch it says Killer Mouse.
Really?
Yeah. This is exciting news.
It is. Basically, what they've done is they've. I'm not a scientist. I can't. The way it's been explained in the article is they've managed to kind of find the neurons and the kind of place. That where your predatory where your predatory instinct lives,
yes.
And they've worked out how to kind of fire off those
in mice.
So
this could they could do it to humans
potentially. It's literally kind of the basis of horror films, and sci-fi films.
But this, I mean, an army of killer mice,
mices.
Yes, very good. But if that happens, right, if mices become a force. Right, then, why have they experimented like? Why not find the bit of the mouse's brain that it makes them like be nice?
Well,
mice.
I think mice.
Nicest.
But if they,
thing is, mice are pretty nice anyway. You don't really need a switch for that, do you?
Mm, I saw a mice this morning on my train.
You saw a mice, did you?
Where? On my train.
Did you do anything else on the train, Cornelius?
Well, no, but this mice gave up his seat for a pregnant lady just before I did, which really...
Stop going on about your act of chivalry.
I'm not.
That was just crap and basic.
Rudd brought it up. He mentioned mice.
So, why didn't they...
Because you don't need it, like, basically...
You do! No, look, if you... There's no... Why go to a mice, right, and teach it how to be a killer? Because what if you go to a mice and teach it to be nice, that's more useful in life. Because then you could go up to an ISIS, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And then flick the bit of them that teaches them to be nice. The ISIS. The ISIS are killers. So you go, all right, we've done some experiments on mice. They'll probably work on ISIS. And then down the line, when the technology is available, you go and put a switch on an ISIS, turn it nice.
I get the feeling that ISIS probably won't volunteer to have light switches installed in the back of their heads.
Well, you say that now.
I mean, we could maybe convince them. But then again, if they were able to be convinced of things, then they probably wouldn't be murdering everyone all the time.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Is the what are they doing with these mice?
Just experimenting on them and stuff. They're not. I mean, they're just using them for.
Well, they might not be telling it. There might be the beginning of a mice army.
For all we know, this could all just be a cover up for the great mice takeover.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not even humans who are doing the experiments. Maybe it's mice experimenting on other mice to plan the great mouse takeover. It's not looking good, is it?
Sounds awful. I'm nervous.
What else have you got? I mean, you're not going to top that, to be honest,
one
in the
sec,
papers.
One sec. Hold on, John. Jesus. There's these new little water taxis that are adorable, right?
Go on.
They kind of... What are the boats called? The one with the two... It begins with a C, where they're kind of like an arch.
Catamaran.
They're kind of like that. Look, I'll show you a little picture to John.
Yeah.
How cute is that?
That looks weird.
It looks very weird. So basically, what it is it kind of looks a little bit like a mice. Yeah.
It looks like a mice.
It kind of looks a bit like a Millennium Dome pod, but like on little stilts.
So this is
kind of hydrofoil taxis set to cut capital congestion, which I think is pretty cool.
Is this here in London?
Yeah, in London, across the Thames and stuff.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Which I think is brilliant. I mean, A, they're adorable. B, it's just a much better way to get around. I mean, have you guys used the boat?
Thames Link.
Yeah, that one.
The what?
The Thames Link boat services.
Oh, that, right, fine, yes. Yes, I have.
I mean, that's brilliant. And then this is going to be even more brilliant, just
so it's like
privatised.
Uber for boats.
Yeah, U-boats.
U-boats.
That's already a thing. Oh. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure we'd want them back. Great.
What if Mysis get hold of them?
You can see it in the sun tomorrow. Mysis in U-boats take over London.
Thanks to Talk Radio for giving them the idea. Rudd, thank you very much.
No worries.
For your paper review. That was slightly drunk Rudd, I think. Looking through the papers, reminders of your diversity.
Bisexual.
That's right. It's 16 minutes past 2 o'clock. And still to come on the programme, of course, live music as we drag a bus screen off the street. And in around 10 or so minutes' time, we will be joined by the film director M. Night Shyamalan. His new film is out. It's got James McAvoy in it. We'll be talking to him about that very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Thompson, our family life holidays are created especially for families to bring you holiday moments that are extra special. Like that moment when your kids burst with joy at one of our kids' clubs. That moment, brought to you by Thompson. Discover your smile. Atoll protected. Kids clubs subject to availability and on selected holidays. Terms and conditions apply. Visit thompson.co.uk for details.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous. Your contact, the foreman, will show you the ropes and the tools. Get into your job and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In January, we've got 3x2-inch CLS timber for only £1.80 for a 2.4-metre length. Now that's a real deal. Yay! See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Staffordshire, the M6 northbound, all lanes are now reopened between Keel Services and Junction 16 for crew after an earlier accident, but queuing traffic does remain. On the M6 northbound in the West Midlands, there's a lane blocked due to a broken down vehicle between 4A for the M42 and 5 for Castle Bromwich. In Glossop, the A57 Snake Pass is closed in both directions between Hurst Road and Lady Bower Reservoir due to snow. And on Southern Trains, reduced service today due to industrial action. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it. Weekday mornings from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's 20 minutes from 1 past. Now, very shortly, we'll be talking to the film director, M. Night Shyamalan, who will be joining us to talk about his new film, which has got James McAvoy in it. It's called Split. But before that, it's Some Request Friday. Now, regular listeners on a Friday will know how this works. It's like Radio 2's All Request Friday. We can't do that. We can't use the word all because Simon Mayo owns the copyright, and we can't play music like he does because people get in touch with him on Radio 2 and they say, well, play me a record, Simon, play it for me, please, and he does. We can't. But we can do the same sort of thing with speeches and talks because our licence to broadcast allows us to do that. So, Some Request Friday, speeches and talks that you want to hear on the radio. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe you've got a favourite speech or a TED talk that you're particularly fond of. You know, all the words, you know what it's like, and you just like talking along with it whenever you hear it. Maybe you're driving somewhere listening to this afternoon. You want to get roll down the window, let the snowmageddon in, stick your elbow out and just speak along to it, to a classic Friday speech or talk banger. A banthem. That's speech related. Here's one that's come in. You can get in touch, by the way, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hi, John, Con, Vix, Cass, Cloaca, Dammy, work experience, Rudd, Moose, Ben Fletcher, Pete Abbott, Cloaca again, Florence, and The Machine. Could you please play for me my favourite speech of all time, which is Tom Hiddleston's self-congratulatory speech at this year's Golden Globes. It's suddenly become my favourite one. I'm currently thunder snowed in here, and I haven't been able to make to my own wedding today, but I don't really care, because on second thoughts, my fiancé is a bit ugly. And that's from Michael in Crawford. Well, Michael, we can, of course, play that for you as part of Some Request Friday. Here he is, Tom Hiddleston, self-congratulating himself at this year's Golden Globes.
I recently went to South Sudan, which is the youngest country in the world in East Africa, with the United Nations Children's Fund. I do a little bit of work with them, try to help spread the word as best I can. There's a terrible situation happening for children. The night manager is about arms dealing, and there are far too many arms going into South Sudan. But there's a curfew at 6 p.m. every night because humanitarian aid workers have to be inside so that it's safe by 6. And one night we were having a bite to eat at the canteen where we were staying, and a group of young men and women tottered over to the table, and we were all having what they call a dirty beer in humanitarian language. And they were a group of Médecins Sans Frontières, doctors and nurses, and they wanted to say hello because during the shelling in the previous month, they had binge-watched The Night Manager. And the idea that I could provide, or that we could provide some relief and entertainment for the people who work for UNICEF and Médecins Sans Frontières and the World Food Programme, who are fixing the world in the places where it is broken.
What an idiot. Right, so that is Tom Hiddleston there. Although, you know what? He's right, isn't he? Because at the end of the day, we're the same. You know, I get people coming up to me from Médecins Sans Frontières all the time saying, John, to ease the suffering of the shelling, we listen to
they
binge listen to our podcast, Cornelius. The new one, by the way, available later on, talkradio.co.uk or iTunes, Talk Radio, John Holmes podcast. Extra bonus material, everybody. Anyway, that's a Michael in Crawford who wanted to hear that favourite speech as part of some request Friday. Now, last night, Cornelius there.
Mm.
Got really drunk. I mention it because we were in a public house, and thanks to our friends at Fuller's, okay, because it was one of, in fact, it was their very excellent pub. If you're in London, I'm going to recommend to you possibly the best pub in London.
Yeah, isn't best it, pub in London
Is the Admiralty in Trafalgar Square, because it's got an oldie worldy cellar downstairs. It's just a very good pub, and we were there. Thanks to our friends at Fuller's, enjoying some of their hospitality. And I mention it because Cornelius was trying to flirt with the barmaid, right? Having had a few too many. And came up with what he thought was...
Well, it was an excellent joke.
Well, it wasn't an excellent joke. And what was... Well, let's recap the scenario. Because it happened that somebody ordered I'm going to get someone some drinks.
Yeah, right? Seafarer.
A pint of Seafarer.
Yeah.
But we were in the downstairs bar in the cellar, and they didn't have it down there. It was upstairs.
Mm.
So I asked the lady behind the bar what the nearest equivalent of this ale would be. And she pointed to a pump marked...
Oliver's Island.
It was a pale ale called Oliver's Island, about 4.2 ABV, I'd say, a golden hoppy number. And then she pointed. She said, "We've got this. We've got Oliver's Island." And what did you say to flirt with her? We've got Oliver's Island.
Is Oliver's Island here to stay? Oliver's Island.
Yes, it's an Elvis Costello joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is what happened. Let's play the scenario again and include her reaction to your flirty joke. Okay, so I'll be her.
Okay.
We've got Oliver's Island.
Is Oliver's Island here to stay?
Yes.
It was really funny, it's a great joke, and it was like that, so quick because
she said it's not a guest ale, we've got it all the time. So yeah.
She didn't get it at all.
No, you didn't get her either, did you? Get with her, did you? No.
Try to.
No. Nothing. And then the evening was slightly rounded off as well when rather embarrassingly so I went for a wee, right?
Mm.
Not like in the Donald
Trump, embarrassing.
Not in the Donald Trump sense. Not on a mattress or anything. I went to the gentleman's toilets, into the urinal area, and I washed my hands because I do. When I came back out, because I'm germophobic, right, Donald. When I came back out, I realised I'd forgotten to do up my fly. So I stopped in the narrow. It's a narrow corridor in the toilets there, and I stopped in the corridor and hunched over a little. To fiddle with my fly area to do it up. It's buttons, you see, it wasn't a zip, right? So it's fiddly. If you've got a button fly, it's a fiddly thing, isn't it? Right, especially the bottom button, because the material's a little bit too tight, mine is, down there, in order to get to the bottom. So I was hunched over it, sort of looking, and it's a really dark, semi-dark corridor, and I was hunched over, sort of fiddling and trying to do my fly up like that. And this girl came around the corner of the thing and just stared at me, right? And I didn't really know, and I looked up, I didn't really know why, but then I realised what she saw was a man seemingly touching himself outside the ladies. And it was just a bit embarrassing.
I don't think Fuller's are going to invite us back.
No. Anyway, sorry about that. But it was perfectly innocent, just to say I was simply doing up my fly. That's all I was doing.
And you should have done that in the toilet.
Well, I know that now, and I've learned my lesson.
Yeah,
thank
good.
You. Just, all right. In the next half an hour, we'll be talking to the film director, M. Night Shyamalan. Because he's made a new film and he's got James McAvoy in it, and he's going to be talking to us about it. That's coming up, as well as the end of the week quiz. There'll be live music in around an hour as we drag a bus screen off the streets as well. But now at 2:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Former Labour leadership contender Tristram Hunt has quit as a Member of Parliament, triggering a by-election in his constituency of Stoke-on-Trent Central. The MP, who's a critic of Jeremy Corbyn, has taken a job at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. Here's Labour MP David Lammy.
We've got to get back to winning ways. There's a lot going on in this country that needs effective and serious opposition, and needs an opposition that looks like it's going to form a government.
Thousands of people living along the east coast of England have been told to leave their homes because severe flooding is expected. The Environment Agency has warned of a coastal surge and dangerous waves carrying rocks. Donald Trump has hit out at what he calls sleazebag opponents in a series of new tweets. The US president-elect says the damaging claims made in an unverified report about him are phony allegations put together by political opponents and a failed spy. More than 4 in 10 hospitals in England declared a major alert in the first week of the year. The figure for the 6 days up until last Sunday was 6 times higher than for the previous 6 days. The government is urgently trying to get information about allegations Fiat Chrysler vehicles could be breaking pollution laws. US environment officials claim the carmaker's illegally been using hidden software to allow excess diesel emissions to go undetected. The company's chief executive denies any wrongdoing. And Jamelia claims she was singled out by another train passenger because she's young and black. The TV presenter says the woman asked her to prove she had a first-class ticket but didn't question other white people. Passengers. The weather, sunny spells and wintry showers today, cold and windy with highs of 5 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Victoria there with the news. She will be back in half an hour with more of it. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
He's a motivator, he's a hypnotist, and he's a psychotherapist, and he can help you change your life on the next Full Set Breakfast. Get control of your diet and your weight for 2017 in the excellent company of the award-winning Paul McKenna. With me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast, we'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And I promised you guest action, Hollywood guest action, no less. And as you'll know if you're a regular listener, when I promise, I deliver. Earlier, we spoke to Rachel Stevens out of Off of S Club 7, and as if that wasn't enough, now we can talk to the acclaimed Oscar-nominated film director. He needs no introduction. He made The Sixth Sense, for goodness sake, and he made Signs, and he made The Village, and all of... It's M. Night Shyamalan. He's on the line now. Hello. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you? Thank you for joining us as well. It's good for you to do so. Now, look, let's talk about this new film, because the reviews for this have been quite superb, haven't they? This has kind of really gone very well, this new film with James McAvoy.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's been interesting. When I first showed the movie Split to Universal, I showed it to them in their conference room, and their reaction was so great. And I was like, huh, that's really unusual. And then they were like, let's show this movie to everybody before it opens. And I'm like, what? You want to show, what about all these, the crazy things that happen, the surprises and this and that? What are you talking about? And they convinced me to show the movie early. Yeah. And we showed it at film festivals, and we've gone around to different countries. I came here to London last month and showed the movie, and it's been an incredible response, and everyone has been incredibly gracious to keep the kind of special, surprising things that happen in the movie to themselves.
It does make it, as is often the case with your work, it very difficult to talk about in interviews, doesn't it? Because you can't say more than a very, very quick précis without giving anything away. So, in a line, because you'll do it much better than me, tell us what the movie is about, but obviously don't spoil it, and I know you won't.
Well, I guess on the surface, it kind of changes genres as you're watching the movie, which is kind of the fun of it. But on plot wise, it's basically three girls that are abducted, and they find themselves in this room, and the person, they've come to realize slowly that the person that abducted them believes he's many different identities, he's many different people.
Yeah.
And they come to feel that this is real, that he is are these different individuals, and they start to manipulate the different individuals against each other to try to get out. But all of these individuals, all of these identities are saying there's another identity coming to get them that is very, very dangerous. And so there's this ticking clock thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cool psychological thriller.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, and James McAvoy as well, he's outstanding. I mean, he's a good actor anyway. But I mean, you kind of put him through the test here, didn't you, of getting him to do all these different characters in one.
I have to tell you, I know you're going to think I'm biased, but I think everybody will back me on this. This is one of the one of the great performances you're going to ever see. Sometimes you just get lucky. There's a guy that connects with the role, or an actress that connects with the role so deeply that they fuse, and you just at the right moment in their lives. And that's what happened here. When he was acting on the set, when I call cut, the crew would break out into applause, and because everyone in the room like stopped working and realized that we were watching something extraordinary happening. And we would there's this thing called dailies. Do you know what they are?
Yes, this is when you watch what you've shot that day back, basically, isn't it?
The previous day, the day's previous work. So at the end of your work day, you go and you watch the previous day's work as a crew. And you have little bites to eat, little things, you know, pastries, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's exhausted. And I don't make it mandatory. I make it so, like, a couple people have to come, some of the leads. But, I don't make it mandatory. Well, on Split, it was packed every night, like a movie theater. Everyone stayed after an exhausting day. And the reason they came to watch the dailies is because James McAvoy's performance was jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
And they were watching all the different takes of him and what he was doing, because every day was this spectacular exhibition. And I was watching something happen. I was like, wow, something special is happening here. Because they were like standing room only at the end of the night in the watching these dailies.
It's looking at sort of thematically with your work. It's kind of I wonder what interests you in terms of genre, because you sort of genre hop about, which I can understand. But there's always a sort of, I don't know, a spirituality or something to everything you do. And I wonder if that is something that interests you, and why you sort of keep returning to that as a sort of thematic, even underlying stuff.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, because sometimes when you become a known entity, there's kind of a regressive quality or derivative quality that happens to the definition of who you are. If I could force one thing into that definition, it would be, you know, philosophy, spirituality, because it is so important to me. And if we hung out, invariably by the time we got to the second drink, I would be talking to you about life philosophy and the universe and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And not in a kumbaya way, but in a, like, you know, a real world grounded way. And so this, you know, I tend to use genre, you know, comic books, ghosts, you know, aliens, all these conversations to talk about spirituality in a way that is ostracizing.
Yeah, I think what I took from that there as well is that I think you asked me out for a drink.
I'm so glad you read between the lines on that. I didn't know how to bring it up,
yep.
And it's kind of awkward because we're doing it publicly.
Yeah, but I think that's fine. That means I can't say no as well, doesn't it?
It is. And
if you were to take me for a drink in London, where would you take me, do you think?
I mean, this is your city, you know, so you got to tell me where you feel comfortable, where, you know, we could have an intimate time, where you would be yourself. I don't want you posing. I want to get to know you.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the Admiralty in Trafalgar Square, actually.
Okay, great. Sounds wonderful.
It's kind of a nice sort of cellar bar down there. We could just kind of hang out. And,
And just don't talk about yourself the whole time, John. Ask me about me a couple of times, then I'll feel like you mean something.
I think this has been a bit one-sided, because you haven't asked me anything. I mean, I you know, I've sat here and listened to you bang on about yourself now for 5-6 minutes, and really, I mean, it should be
it's nervous because I'm nervous around you.
Listen, thanks very much for talking to us. it's been really good. But no, seriously, though, I will go out with you. 20th of January is the release date of M. Night Shyamalan's new film, which stars James McAvoy. It's called Split.
I gotta bust your chops. I love how you don't know how to say my last name.
I don't.
So
struggle.
You say it as fast as you can.
Know.
I mean,
give me the correct pronunciation.
I mean, I want you to do it one more time so the audience can see how you're trying to get around the fact that you don't know how to say my name.
Is it Shyamalan?
Shyamalan. If you say it faster, it doesn't overcome the fact that you don't know how to say my name.
I'm just going
to
call you M.
Perhaps it even underlines it. I think, you know, everyone listening, it cringes a little bit.
Shyamalan.
No, the Y is silent. Oh. Shyamalan. See, John, if you asked me about me, that could have been the first thing that we could have been closer.
I feel like we've bonded now anyway.
Shyamalan.
Yep. La ding dong. Right, okay. Thank
John
you.
Holmes. John Holmes. 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 John Holmes.
Thanks. There he is, M, there, on the line, talking to us about his new film, which stars James McAvoy. It's called Split. It's out on the 20th of January. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
This year, make every second count. So, no more fumbling through bags looking for keys, and no more getting lost on long weekend journeys. The Renault Capture, with a hands-free key card and 7-inch touchscreen with navigation, is now available with 0% APR representative from £159 per month. Excludes Expression Plus. Renault Finance. Order and register by 31st of March. Deposit £3,903. 24 monthly payments of £159. Final payment £7,716. Participating dealers only. Subject to status. Over 18s. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. And if you're a man facing divorce, perhaps even one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. It's at times like these that you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk, office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Where can you find sun, sea and history, all served with a very British twist? Gibraltar, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site offering far more than you can imagine. Just 2.5 hours away, there's something for everyone, including VAT-free pound sterling shopping. Discover what Gibraltar has for you. Visit the Gibraltar Tourist Board's website at visitgibraltar.gi. Gibraltar. Enjoy Britain's longest summer.
Most people find a car and then apply for finance. But Christina from Bournemouth visited carfinance247.co.uk and got her finance first. As well as a loan to suit her budget, she can buy from any dealer she likes. So congratulations, Christina. You're good to go.
Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk.
Rates from 5.4% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Representative 27.7% APR. All circumstances considered.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Essex, the M11 southbound, there's a lane blocked due to a broken down vehicle between junction 7 for Harlow and junction 6 for the M25. At Yeovil in Somerset, the A30 Sherborne Road in both directions, queuing near to Lyde Road. There are roadworks on that stretch. In the West Midlands, the M6 northbound, there's a lane blocked due to a broken down vehicle between 4A for the M42 and 5 for Castle Bromwich. And on Southern Trains, severe disruption today due to industrial action. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still, with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2-year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Donald Trump has promised a full report on allegations of hacking within 90 days. This, of course, is him trying to claw attention back from the fact that he paid some prostitutes to wee on a mattress. Right. It's also been snowing, of course, the papers, if they're to be believed. Snowmageddon, these are the words that they're using. Snowmageddon, Snownami there in the Express. Edward Snowden, there's an article on him. Golden Snower, Snow Farrer.
Really?
Yeah, that's some of the headlines for today. The second best Marigold Snowtell. papers all snown aside. Snowlacost, Snownami. All of these...
Snowsis.
Yeah. ISIS.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, go on.
And then the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, fear not, Cornelius, because we're here to help by, of course...
They should have run with that just on the front of the paper.
ISIS. I-C-E.
Yeah.
Hyphen I-S. ISIS has hit Britain. Right. Good. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Thunder snow strikes the UK. Papers say we are all going to die.
The news in haikus. Right then, it is time to test somebody's brand loyalty to this programme in the end of the week. What are you doing, Cass? Why have you come in here?
To bring you tea.
Oh, thanks. That's a nice gesture. That's unlike you.
I know. I accidentally left the bag in there.
What about the tea?
You know I had to apologise to Rachel Stevens.
What?
I had to
Rachel Stevens out of Office Club 7, who was in here earlier?
Yeah.
As our guest?
Yes, I had to apologise to her.
In what way?
Because you're weird.
Is that it?
So what did you say to Rachel Stevens?
I said, thank you very much. That was wonderful. And I'm really sorry that John's weird.
What did she say?
She was very nice and said, oh, that's okay.
Just sort of slightly patronising me. Yeah.
And then I said, you know, you've now done your time. You never have to see him again.
Mm. She said, I can't wait to come back.
No. And then I said, I have to be here every day. And she looked really, really apologetically at me.
Can you go back where you live through the glass now?
Yep. Hope you choke on your tea.
There goes the cast. We know.
It smells of an egg in here.
It's time to test somebody's brand loyalty in the Talk Radio in the Afternoons 1 till 4 end of the week quiz. Looking back over my shoulder. That's right. If you are a regular listener, this is the quiz for you as we look back over the shoulder of the week at what has gone before in the preceding 5 days. Testing the brand loyalty of an listener. One such unlistener is on the telephone. He's on line 3.142. It's the line we've got in here, named after Pythagoras' theorem. It's Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, Alex. But the question is, how are you, my friend?
I'm awesome.
Right. Awesome. We'll be the judge of that, Alex. what do you do, Alex, for a start? What do you do? Where are you? What do you do?
So I'm from London, and yep. I actually work in B&Q. I work for TradePoint.
You work for what?
TradePoint.
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 Basically.
Is that the one where the trade go?
No.
Is it the one where the trade point?
That's where the traders go.
All right. All the
trade stuff.
All right. All right. Well, look, we love your advert. Well done. So, Alex, have you been listening to this show all week? Right, okay. Well, what I've got for you are three questions. They have A, B, and C answers. And you'll hear a little clip of things that have happened on the show. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. That's all it is, okay? So, end of the week quiz. Alex in London is going to play now. Question number one is this, Alex. We begin with Tuesday. Where Gisela came in, she was a work experience reviewer, she came in to review new music, and we discussed Ed Sheeran's new song, Castle on the Hill.
This song's about him, like, growing up and misbehaving
and trying to get
like
to
that.
A castle on the hill.
Yeah, which I visited yesterday. I think it's the same castle.
You are a proper fan.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I just happened to be in Norwich.
You are a proper fan.
No one happens to be in Norwich.
Exactly.
I was. I went there and my brother was like, oh, you've got to see the castle. And I was like, oh, it's on a hill like that Ed Sheeran song. And then I thought, hang on, Ed Sheeran's from round here.
Yeah, but hang on, couldn't it? All castles are on hills. By their very nature, they are defensive fortifications. And thus
yeah, but Ed Sheeran's from round, like, yeah, he, Norfolk. Yeah, he's from Suffolk, but...
Yeah, so he's not from there, then. Right. We spoke then, of course, about how Ed Sheeran received a tweet from Suffolk Police about singing in the song Castle on the Hill. There's a line about speeding at 90 miles an hour, and he got a tweet from Suffolk Police telling him off. But why then did Cornelius... Hello, Cornelius.
Ah, yeah.
Why did he then say the police should also tweet Usher about his song, No Limit? Did he say A, because that song encourages disregarding the speed limit altogether, B, if they need someone to welcome guests at a wedding, or C, the song is so bad it's a crime? Why should...
It definitely has to be C.
The song, Usher's song is so bad it's a crime? Let's find out.
Why aren't the police tweeting him? No Limit's worse than driving at 90.
No, my friend, that was the wrong answer. Terrible answer. Oh. Shame. All right, here's question number two, though. It was A, by the way, as you know. Moving right along to Wednesday, and we had a guest in the studio in the shape of the comedian, Chris Ramsay. I like to think of Wednesday afternoon as time for Chris Ramsay. And as luck would have it, well, he's joined us on a Wednesday afternoon. Hi, Chris, how are you?
Hi, good. Yeah, and because of what I'm flogging today, yeah. Wednesday night, 10 p.m. on Comedy Central, is time for Chris Ramsay, the Chris Ramsay Show, which is why I'm here. Let's be obvious, you've made it obvious.
And that's the interview over. Bye!
Bye, guys!
Thanks for coming in. Yes. So, Chris Ramsay didn't leave the studio there. He hung around for a bit, like the smell of Cass after she's eaten her egg. But who did Chris Ramsay say would be his dream guest? Who would Chris Ramsay say would be his dream guest? Was it A, world fence-sitting champion Theresa May? Doesn't make a decision, does she? Sits down on the fence. B, did he say anyone from Neighbours would be his dream guest so they could do a feature called Chris Ramsay Street? Or C, did he say his dream guest would be the water sports expert, Donald Trump? Which of those do you think Chris Ramsay said?
I want to say B, but...
You want to say B?
I want to say B.
All right. Let's find out.
Hey, I'll tell you what, people have been saying it was in the press this week when I've been asking and been saying, who's your ideal guest to have on the Chris Ramsay Show? Donald Trump, without a doubt.
There you go, it's Donald Trump. You're right. You're right, Alex. Right, finally, question number three. Today on the show, and you may have missed him mentioning it, I'm not sure, but we briefly mentioned, it got briefly mentioned earlier, that Cornelius has done a good deed. You've had quite a morning, haven't you? Listen to this.
What are you on about?
You're this morning, Cornelius.
Oh, don't bring this up, please.
What an act of chivalry.
I thought we weren't going to mention this. For those who don't know, I did give my seat up on the train today for a pregnant lady.
And he hasn't bloody stopped going on about it since.
No, I don't mention it. I think someone tweeted about it. Julia Hartley Brewer tweeted about it. The whole office, it's the talk of the office, isn't it? Go away.
Cass is coming to give him a hug.
Thank you, Cass.
So amazing.
Thank you.
Did Cass just hug someone?
Yeah.
What's wrong with her? And that was what happened earlier on today's show, of course. But these texts came in while we were discussing it. But which of them is the correct answer to this question? A, did this text come in? If more people were like Cornelius, there would be less, fewer, war. B, if more people were like Cornelius, everyone would have rubbish, pube-like hair. Or C, if more people were like Cornelius, everyone would have wonky eyes, a little bit like Sid the Sloth from Ice Age. His eyes are like Cornelius's eyes, Cornelia eyes. Which of those is the correct answer, Alex?
I think it's A.
A, if more people were like Cornelii, there would be fewer war. Let's find out.
Con, you really are a hero. If more people were like you, there would be less war in the world.
Fewer. This is the right answer. If that's what you said, I wasn't really listening. Let's find out what your scores are. I think Cornelius has been keeping score over there. Mm. Keeping the score, haven't you? What's the score? What are the scores, Cornelius? What are the scores?
What are the scores?
Alex there, he's in London. He's just played the quiz, look.
Yeah.
What are the scores?
Two.
Congratulations, Alex. Well done. Looking back over my shoulder. Alex there in London, proving his brand loyalty to the programme. Thanks, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
Yeah. More brand loyalty testing next week on a Friday. It's what we do. Also on a Friday, what we do is we send the man called Cornelius to the lifts. Hi, Cornelius.
Hi, everyone.
He goes to the lifts and he reads out in the lifts the haters' texts and tweets that we get as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's in a feature we call Condescending.
Hope a pregnant lady isn't there because I'd have to give up the lift for her.
Getting on about it. That is coming later on the programme. Now, it's Song Request Friday. Of course, you can get us your requests for speeches and dedications over on Radio 2. Simon Mayo. Yep, has All Request Friday, where he plays music for people. We can't do that because we are a talk radio station. But instead, we can play speeches and talks, as you know. If you'd like a request or dedication, speech or talk-wise, 87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. I never wanted to say goodbye. Hi, John and the team. I would love it if you could play a speech for a good Samaritan that was on my train this morning. I am currently 6 months fat with baby. And this... And on the train this morning, a charming young man... Seemingly with downstairs hair on his head, gallantly...
Doesn't say that.
Gallantly offered his seat to me. Please could you thank him for me by playing Steven Tyler out of Off of Aerosmith inducting AC/DC into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Please could you play that for me, just to say thank you to this kind, boss-eyed young man who gave up his seat for me on the train. And also tell him, it says here, that he was so attractive that I wish the baby was his. No. That's from Preggers. No. You don't, because its eyes would look wrong. So then, and no baby should be born with pubic hair on its head. Especially for you, lady on the train, girl on the train. Here it is, Steven Tyler inducting AC/DC into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's Some Request Friday.
Hall of Fame inductee from... That thunder from down under... Thank God for the power cord. That thunder from down under that grabs you in the lower 40 and gives you the second most satisfying surge that can run through your body. There is no greater purveyor of that power cord than AC/DC. The sparks that flew off the heavy metal of Back in Black and the primal stink behind "You Shook Me All Night Long" lit a fire in the belly of every kid that grew up born to break the rules and is still out there touring. The fire rages on.
There it is. Steven Tyler there, out of Off of Aerosmith, inducting AC/DC into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we're playing that especially for the lady on the train this morning who was pleased that a gallant young chap, ugly fella,
she doesn't say that,
gave his seat up for her to sit down this morning. If you've got a request or a dedication...
Well, she just texted in again saying, I'm going to name the baby after him.
Some request. What, Sid the Sloth? You can't call
a
baby.
No.
Can't call a baby that.
Cornelius is my name.
Cornelii. If you've got a request that you'd like to hear a speech or a talk, then do get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
On the programme later. There will be live music as we drag a busker in off the street. That's also what we do on a Friday. And, of course, the big debate coming next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
New year. Exciting, isn't it?
New beginnings, fresh starts, daily commutes. Yep, you heard right. At the Vauxhall Bonus Tag event from the 27th of December to the 16th of January, there's up to 22% off selected models across the range, with many including features such as touchscreen display. So roll on the New Year commute. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Bonus Tag event. Participating retailers only, selected stock only, limited period. Registrations by the 31st of January 2017. Offer not available with any other offers. Full T's and C's apply.
There's a person who can spot threats in the sky before they become threats. They can reassemble a pistol in 15 seconds and maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. That person's you. There are more than 50 roles to choose from in the RAF. You'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it full-time as a regular or in your spare time as a reservist. Find your role in the RAF. Search RAF Recruitment now.
Right now, you can get 50% off a new boiler from British Gas in our biggest boiler sale. You only pay the full price for installation, but you'll have to be quick. Our biggest boiler sale ends at 8 p.m. on Monday, 16th of January. To reserve your new boiler, just visit britishgas.co.uk or call 0800 754 754. But hurry, you only have until 8 p.m. on Monday, 16th of January. Get in touch and reserve your new boiler for half price. The clock's ticking. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, Friday. Hello, it's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Labour MP quits, weather evacuations underway, and offensive Michael Jackson drama is dropped.
Talk Radio.
Labour's Tristram Hunt has to stand down as an MP for Stoke-on-Trent Central, triggering another by-election. The former Shadow Education Secretary has been a big critic of Party Labour Jeremy Corbyn, says he's leaving what he describes as partisan politics to become a museum director. Political commentator and former Labour researcher Dan Hodges says his departure is significant but not surprising.
Obviously, we see moderate elements just simply walking away from the Labour Party. It's basically illustrative of the fact that the sort of talented people, talented centrist politicians, just see no future within the Labour Party.
The Environment Agency is warning the risk of flooding along England's east coast will run into tomorrow. 17 severe flood warnings are in place at the moment, meaning there's a potential risk to life. Thousands of homes have been evacuated in Lincolnshire, Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex. Chief Inspector Russ Cole from Essex Police says it's different to warnings in 2013, which proved to be a false alarm.
You had similar set of circumstances that are building up today. You had a very high tide. You had the potential of a tidal surge coming down the North Sea. But the big difference then in 2013 was there was no wind at all.
The main danger will come with high tide just after midnight. Some breaking news. We're hearing Lord Snowden, the former husband of Princess Margaret, has died peacefully at his home, aged 86. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. A 15-year-old girl charged with murdering a 7-year-old in York has appeared before a Crown Court judge via video link. The teenager is due back in court next week after the death of Katie Ruff on Monday. Donald Trump says claims about Russia having compromising material about him were made up by sleazebag political operatives. The president-elect has also tweeted that his team will produce a full report on hacking within 90 days. It's claimed the average deposit you need to buy your first home has more than doubled in 10 years. The Halifax's people now need more than £32,000 saved up. And a drama about Michael Jackson, where the pop star was played by a white actor, has been axed. It's after Paris Jackson said she wanted to vomit after seeing Joseph Fiennes in the Sky Arts series Urban Myths. Producers insist they didn't intend to cause any offence.
All right, then. Thanks very much, Victoria.
All right.
Good.
Still got to do the weather.
I know that.
Do you?
I heard, didn't you mention it in the news?
That's the news about the weather, not the weather about the weather.
You got snow in, didn't you? I heard you say snow something.
That was Lord Snowden, the former husband of Princess Margaret, who's died at the age of 86 today.
Stop going on about snow today, will it?
It's insensitive.
It's Victoria with the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What's the weather doing, Victoria?
Sunny spells and wintry showers today. Cold and windy with highs of 5 degrees.
More than half now?
You could say that.
I just did. Do you want to say it?
No, because I don't say it at the top of the hour, just at 1:30.
Victoria there with the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which is today... Today, the pre-recorded sport that Ben has is live from a beatboxing competition where the contestants have all been to the dentist beforehand and are just sort of slathering all over themselves. Sport.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger claims that reports of Mesut Ozil will only stay at the club if he does too are an exaggeration. It's understood Ozil won't extend his deal with next summer, while Wenger's future is also up in the air. The Gunners boss says the situation has been misinterpreted. Bournemouth boss Eddie Howe has categorically denied the club tried to sign Chelsea captain John Terry. The club was linked with the former England skipper as a loan signing midweek. Chelsea head coach Antonio Conte has been named Premier League Manager of the Month for December. He's the first person to win the award for three successive months. Meanwhile, Manchester United striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic is Player of the Month. Finally, there's one game in the Sky Bet Championship this evening. Leeds can go into third place with a win over Derby. County, meanwhile, will move into the playoff places with a victory. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Sport there with Ben, the pre-recorded sport. Live from a beatboxing competition where the contestants have all just been to the dentist and just can't really do it properly. 6 minutes past three, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
7 minutes past 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Yes, hello. And with all the snow everywhere, you've probably seen it out. Look out your window now. You probably can't even look out your window because there's too much snow and you have to dig your window out. But you can't. It's probably, there's so much snow, if you believe the newspapers and the television today, there's so much snow you'd have to dig your eyes out of it. It's so much of it. The BBC and other news outlets, of course, asking viewers to send in their pictures of some snow so they can just put it on the television. We're doing very similar. Just copy that. But don't send us a picture of some snow. Just scoop up some snow from where you are and send us that instead. Pop it into an envelope or a jiffy bag. Send it to this address, Snowgasm Offer, Snow Department, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. We'll take your snow on Talk Radio this afternoon. We're taking snow.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. So everyone's favourite Waz trumpeter Donald has announced a report into hacking this afternoon, attempting presumably to build a bridge from his urine-soaked hotel room mattress to another part of the news agenda. He's tweeted, Donald Trump has obviously, that there will be an investigation into the allegations that Russia interfered in the US presidential election campaign. He also referred in these tweets to his detractors as sleazebags, which is a bit rich. Coming from someone who's very rich. Rich enough, in fact, to be able to afford to pay for a group of Russian prostitutes to wee on him. What is the collective noun for a group of weeing prostitutes? I'm not sure. Is it a bladder of... A urethra of weeing prostitutes? Collective noun there. It's a shame it was Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, actually, and not President Franklin Roosevelt, because then we could have all made Twitter jokes about urethra Franklin, couldn't we? That would have been quite clever. On the line, then, listening to me speak words, and one of those words, of course, was the word bridge there, saying about Donald Trump building a bridge. And on the line, having heard me say the word bridge, is Fidel. Good afternoon, Fidel.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'll just quickly say, don't interrupt me ever again. I'll just quickly say the collective noun is a shower, but don't ask me how I know that. Okay.
Thanks, Fidel. Right, okay, so...
Go on.
You've called him because you heard me say the word bridge there, and And you've called in because you don't like bridges?
No, I'm actually a Quaker, and as such, I'm anti-progress. I want to return to old values. Yeah. We know when the fish crawled out of the ocean and founded Finland, and their descendants came over to form the UK, there were no bridges.
Yeah.
That's why you get autism if you have one jab for MMR instead of three.
Yeah.
We need to go back to the old ways. Don't cook food, don't vaccinate, and don't use bridges.
Okay.
Studies in Sweden show that everyone who has ever used a bridge has eventually gone on to die. And we don't know what it is in bridges that cause that, but it is a fact.
Listening to that, have you finished, by the way, that bit?
Yeah, okay, go on.
All right. Fidel there with sending out, I mean, quite a powerful argument, really, against the notion of bridges. But on line one, having heard him do that, Bridget. Good afternoon, Bridget.
Hi there, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Bridget. You heard Fidel there. He's a Quaker, doesn't like bridges. He says that everybody who's ever walked over a bridge, I think he said Sweden, has gone on to die eventually. That's a fact. You can't argue with it, can you, Bridget?
No, I'm sure everybody's going to die, Fidel, even you. That's true. Whether you go over a bridge or not, you're going to die already.
Right. What is it you like about bridges? I mean, you're a bridge fanatic, aren't you, really, in many ways? And
I do like bridges. Yeah. I like Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yeah.
I thought that was a very good one.
Yeah.
Please don't interrupt me. I let you talk, Fidel, even though you're talking crap. But that's
okay.
No, shh, be quiet. Now, so have you ever been on a plane, Fidel? I don't suppose you have you?
No, I take boats.
I thought you might. Okay. That's unfortunate for you.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me interrupt there. I just want to say boats. What do boats...
I prefer seamen.
What do boats go under sometimes? Hmm?
They do. They're quite in there.
Tunnels.
No. Whales?
I don't know.
Fidel, can I help you out with...
It's bridges, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you took a plane, Fidel, then you wouldn't have the problem with the bridges. Planes don't go over bridges.
That's true.
Okay.
So you've been hoist by your own petard there, haven't you?
Well, I don't think I have. I'll just ask this. I mean, sounds like this, whoever, what's her name, Bridget, sounds like she's having a laugh. I actually don't think bridges are a laughing matter. You don't see anyone laughing at Bean Bridges or Truss Bridges or Kevin Bridges, do you?
He's got a point. He's got another point, hasn't he, Bridget?
Well, he's got a lot of points. None of them make much sense. But I actually make bridges out of matchmaker sticks, chocolate ones.
That's interesting.
Really interesting. I thought you'd like that. And I'm actually aiming to make a replica of the longest bridge in the world. It's the Chinese one, 102 miles. Obviously, I'm doing it to scale.
That's not true.
It is true. It's 102 miles. What? That I'm not making them out of matchmakers? What are you saying is not true? You're calling me a liar, Fidel.
Yeah, and I think the Chinese bridge was the highest in the world.
No, it's the longest.
They tried to make the highest. That's what my research showed.
Well, you're wrong, once again.
Let me just pop in there, if I may, because it's interesting you saying you're building it out of matchmaker, because you're familiar with both of you, certainly Fidel, I'm sure, with the game Poo Sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, of course, you know, it's popularised by A.A. Milne in the Winnie the Pooh books. It's when you poo on a stick, and when you've got enough, you build a bridge out of them, don't you? And that's the game. It's in the book. Look, Tigger won. Just
good,
crapped all over a log and then build a bridge out of it, didn't he? In Winnie the Pooh and the Dirty Protest, that book. You probably read it.
Yeah. I think she's kind of... she's lost for words now, but I think she's just trying to bumfuzzle you, John. You know what bumfuzzling is, of course.
Yes.
It's the same as being dumbfounded. But, I mean, this is just stupid. It's just typical of what these people always try to do. They come on and just try to bumfuzzle us. I think if John wanted that, he could go to the one of his Canterbury saunas, as the Sun alleges.
If you took all... Here's an interesting fact for you, because you talked about the longest bridge, Bridget. And here's an interesting fact. Now, if you took all the bridges, right, that there are in the world, all of the bridges, and you laid them end to end, right, this is a fact, you would be arrested for criminal damage, and any resulting trial could see you committed to a psychiatric hospital.
I wouldn't do that, though, would I, John? That's not the sort of thing I do. I just make
them. You sound like the kind of person who would.
Well, you're wrong there, Fidel. I wouldn't do that.
What would you do? Let me put this to you, Fidel, right? And I know Bridget will agree with me. What are you? If you get rid of bridges, you're just going to create homeless trolls, aren't you? Because that's where they live. And under them. And, you know, what are you going to do with them? You're going to have to house trolls.
No, because this is one of the problems we've already had. But that's why, because what we need to do is completely wipe them out of existence. Because what they're doing at the moment is they're letting bridges kind of carry on, but we're having to find new uses for them because they're redundant. And now they're being used as cheap replacements for actors because they have the same IQ as an actor, but they're less pretentious and less prone to breakdown because they're made of steel. One of them's even won an Oscar now. So they're taking our jobs.
Right. Are you a bridge denier, would you say? I mean, it's a controversial subject. I mean, are you saying, you know, according to you, are all bridges man-made?
Yeah.
So you're a bridge denier?
Yeah. There's no evidence of anything else. I mean, what about these ones in... the Chinese are obsessed with them now. I mean, if anything, that proves they're bad. They tried to make the world's highest bridge, but there was already one in Edinburgh off its face on ketamine. And because they've got no self-respect, they just let people walk all over them. That's why we need to get rid of them, because they're a metaphor for the cuckolding of the male gender and possibly more genders of those 76 we have now.
Bridget, let me bring you back.
Can I just say John?
Yeah, yes, you can just say. You can just say John. No, you can just say John. I thought you just wanted to say John.
No, no, John. John. Okay.
John?
John?
Yeah.
John? John?
John? So, Industrial Revolution, John.
Yeah.
Two words.
Yes.
Iron Bridge. What does he think of that, then? Iron Bridge. Has he been there?
Have you been there? Fidel, it's a simple enough question. Have you been to... No, answer it. Answer the question. Have you been to Iron Bridge?
Let me tell you something about iron.
Answer the question. Have you been to Iron Bridge?
No.
Exactly. No, you haven't answered. I think we've got...
Well, let me tell you this. The word bridge, as you won't know, Bridget, because you haven't done your research, it comes from the French word bridge, which literally translated means bridge. Now, do we really want to be taking the best ideas from other nations and just kind of copy them willy-nilly and make some kind of utopia?
No, I'm going to...
say nay.
I'm going to pick you up.
And to anyone who isn't equine, I say no.
I'm going to...
This is Britain. Let's keep it that way.
I'm going to pick you up on that. It's not willy-nilly. They do it willy, yes, but they don't do it nilly. You can't... Don't exaggerate. Don't exaggerate.
Not too true. I'm thinking that was
right. Have you heard about these trials in Sweden at all? I mean, you mentioned Sweden earlier, but I don't know if you heard about these trials in Sweden.
No, I've never even heard of Sweden.
Well, I've heard of Sweden.
What they've done there, they've built one long bridge. They've taken all the bridges out of Sweden, and they've just built, out of the resulting brick, they've built one long...
What scientific journal was this in? Did you read this?
...bridge that goes over Sweden entirely. And what's happened, right, is that everyone's died because... You can't get anything in or out of Sweden. There's no food anymore because the bridge, everyone just goes over Sweden, and that's the fault of a big bridge, but it's done by taking the bridges away. So it's a sort of circular argument that you've got going on.
It's an expensive place to live, though, Sweden. I've lived there, so it's quite a pricey place, so I can see it's not a good idea to be there at the moment. Anyway.
Just want you to have...
just a big circular...
Stop
argument.
Talking now! Sense. Stop it!
It's one big circle, Jack.
Listen, I want you to listen to something. You touched on it earlier, but I think it's important, and it's a good point in the debate to bring this up. Have a quick listen to this.
Like a bridge over troubled
water. Wait a minute. Right, now, that's there, that exists. Now, in your world, Fidel, without bridges, this is what you'd end up with.
Like
is that what you want?
Water.
Is that what you want? What would you put over... Come on, you're already coming on the radio with problems, but why don't you solution something for a change, with a solution, right? What will you put over... What would you put over troubled water if you didn't have a bridge? What would you put... I'm asking you.
Oil.
Fair enough.
That's what I've just said. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Stop it. We're out of time now. We're out of time for the debate. Bridget and Fidel there. Fidel very much against it. Fidel.
Who won the debate? I did. Yeah.
Could you sum up the debate for us in one word?
Yeah, bum fuzzlers.
Thank you. Bridget?
Cherish.
Good. Right, if you've got an opinion on bridges, do we need bridges? Do we still need them? Bridges in post-Brexit Britain. 2017 it is now, and we've still got them. They're still around, bridges. But do we need them in a world that gives us exclamation marks and ham? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
The most beautiful things in life are made up of many tiny but individually brilliant details, like the tinkle of piano keys. Sounds nice on its own, but better with a violin alongside. And better still with a whole orchestra. You see, beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Ah, it's New Year again. No caffeine, more goji berries, and actually running the school run. No thanks. Well, at least there's one habit you can stick to with Tesco Mobile, and that's getting more for your money. With our SIM-only contract for £12.50 a month, you'll now get triple the data. That's a massive 3 gigabytes. Now, put the kettle on. There's a chocky bicky with your name on it. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 12-month contract. Tariff details, charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
Van Buster, now on. CLS Timber, 38 by 63 by 2400 mil, just £1.63 a length. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
This winter at DFS, there are great savings on every sofa in store. From two-seaters to big corner sofas. And for a limited time, you can get special introductory savings on selected sofas. There's also 4 years interest-free credit with nothing to pay for a year. An offer so good it's been voted best in market by independent researchers DeFacto. Special introductory savings for a limited time at DFS.
Beauty happens when the little things come together. The new Volvo V40R design. Now from just £199 a month, including maintenance with Volvo Car Leasing.
2 year contract hire agreement with an initial rental of £2,388. Offer ends March 31st, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Pop in for a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom. The Volvo V40R design. Life is in the details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In South Yorkshire, the M1 northbound, there's two lanes closed and long delays due to an accident at junction 31 for Sheffield. Congestion back to junction 30 for Worksop. On the M42 southbound in Warwickshire, there's two lanes closed and slow traffic due to a shed load between junction 9 for the M6 toll and junction 8 for the M6. And in Essex, the M11 southbound, there's a lane blocked due to a broken down vehicle between 7 for Harlow and 6 for the M25. I'm Paul Jenkins.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Leckie blankets, your 3-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
Jerry. You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good the afternoon to you. My name is Jonathan Richard Holmes. Hello, you're listening to Talk Radio. Very shortly, a man will be in a lift. He's called Cornelius.
Hello.
He will be going downwards in the lift, reading out the trolls, texts and tweets that we've got. The haters, the thing that the haters, in a feature we call condescending. Before that, some of your reactions have been coming in. This is about the bridge debate, of course, the big debate. Do we need bridges? Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. John, Bridgetown is the capital of Barbados, has come in. We're just fact-checking that with our team of fact-checkers. We'll let you know whether that's true or not on Monday at a weird point during the show without any context. John, without bridges, we wouldn't have Wayne Bridge. But then which teammate would John Terry sleep with their girlfriend? I recommend Frank Lampard. That's coming from 2010.
Thank you very much indeed. Hear your reactions coming in. John, if bridges went, says Jeff, where in the name of bum fuddery would James Brown take it to? Greg's? Tesco? The Admiralty pub in Leicester Square? If you've got an answer for that, where would James Brown take it to? It's Trafalgar Square, not Leicester Square. Idiot. It's, if you've got an answer to that, where would James Brown take it to if you got rid of bridges? Let us know where you think that would be. Prison? Let us know.
Court.
87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with where James Brown would take it to.
Right. In the absence of bridges. Now... Is anyone actually listening to this? Pretty sure not. Anyway, it's Song Request Friday. It's just you and me, innit? Song Request Friday, of course, and that means that you can send us your requests and dedications. And we'll play a speech or a talk that means something to you. We can't do it with music like other stations can because we're a speech radio station, okay? That's what you do. I'd love to hear it's a Friday. I wouldn't mind hearing a speech or a talk to talk along to as I go about my day. Well, we're the place for that. Any requests, all received gratefully. 87222, if you've got
start
one.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Yeah.
Right, okay then. Hi, gang. This has come in. Please, could you play me Why Canadian History Isn't As Boring As You Think It Is? It's a TED Talk. It's by Chris Turner. I love him. I've had a very tough week this week. I'm about to start a new job, but a story about me, which is definitely true, has got out and embarrassed me a lot. I managed to lie and say it wouldn't have happened as I'm a germaphobe. But may I reiterate that it is undeniably true and a fact. Thanks. That's from Don. Don, especially for you then, is TED Talk by Chris Turner. He's one of your favourites, of course, as part of Summer Request Friday. Why Canadian History Isn't As Boring As You Think It Is.
You're excited, aren't you? I can feel it. I can feel that. I know, you're not excited, that's fine. What I'm going to tell you, though, is that you should be excited. I'm going to tell you that Canadian history isn't as boring as you think it is. It isn't as boring as we all think it is. And not only that, but it's important that we understand that our history is a living, exciting, important time in our past, because, as we all know, we are the stories we tell ourselves. Individually, as communities, as nations, we are the stories we tell ourselves. The stories we tell ourselves about where we are now, where we came from, where we're going, this tells us what we are capable of doing. This tells us where we can go next. And if we aren't in touch with those stories of ours, it makes it a lot harder to get that kind of crazy excitement to build the nation again and start it anew and all that kind of great stuff. And I know it's cliche when you start talking about Canadian history to immediately switch to the United States, but I am going to do a little bit of that because I think there's a great lesson that the Americans have taught us. We live next to probably the greatest myth-making engine in the history of human communication.
And there it is. It's playing that for Don. Hi, Don. Listen to the show, of course. That's Why Canadian History Isn't As Boring As You Think of it is. It's a TED Talk by Chris Turner. I mean, what a banger. What an amp. What a speech talk to hear on a Friday afternoon. Sets you in the mood for the weekend, doesn't it? That's
yeah.
For Don, who starts a new job very shortly. He's had a bit of a tough week.
Love that one.
Oh, you're in here, are you?
Yeah. Okay. I sent Con out.
Well, it is time for Con to go to the lift in the building because do you know why?
No.
It's because the haters going to hate. The haters going to hate. So, of course, as you'd imagine, we are bombarded from all sides by texts and tweets from the haters and the trolls. Abused on Twitter, at Talk Radio, myself at John Holmes 1, just attacked. By people who hate me, and that's fine. But rather than ignore it or report it to the authorities, instead we take all of the tweets and the texts that we get from the haters and we give them to Con in a lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we like to call Con Descending. And it should be, if you can hear me, live in the lift now. Con, can you hear me from the lift?
Yes, hello John, here I am, just by the lift.
Yep.
May as well get in. I've of course adjusted the radio in the lift.
Yep.
It was on Virgin Radio. This is what I've changed it to.
It's my heart.
Come What is that?
It's Premier Gospel, right? Let's begin. Okay. Love at Talk Radio, but the unfunny rubbish after JHB makes me turn back to LBC again. Thanks, Big Phil, on Twitter for that. Talk Radio, you forced me back to LBC from 1 till 4 p.m. That John Holmes, in inverted commas, show is repetitive, unimaginable, and dull. Sad face emoji from Andy in the Wirral. Having been snowed in, I tuned into the John Holmes show for the first time. After just 5 minutes, I decided to go out and shovel the snow from the entire village so I could get back to work. Thank you, Matt, who texted that in. I was saddened to hear John Holmes wasn't snowed in this morning, or dead. Maybe next week. Thank you for that anonymous text. The last time I heard something so childish was my children screaming in the back of my car on a long journey, and the iPad had run out of charge. This show is awful. I tuned in to hear what I assumed to be a child's reading lesson. It turned out to be Con on the At John Holmes show attempting to read out words in order. Read that one, Mo, right? Thank you, Mark, for just that. And finally, I think it's unfair to call Ash Podcast Through the Glass of Witch. I haven't heard that miserable ho cackle once. And just to confirm, ho is Cass's surname, so that's not offensive. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius there, live from the lift, reading out the texts and tweets from the haters, because the haters going to hate, the haters going to hate. So maybe you'd like inclusion in next week's Con Descending. If so, well, here's the address. At Talk Radio is the Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And with some...
Hit.
Or at John Holmes 1, that's me on Twitter. Or you can text 8722, of course.
Start your message with any... with talk. The word talk.
Yeah.
I hate you.
What?
I hate you.
Yeah, put it in a tweet.
I do.
So in the next half hour of the programme then, we bring you live music. Of course we do. We have dragged two musicians off the streets. Quite literally dragged them in. And they will be playing live for us as part of our busker sessions in the next half an hour of the programme. It's Friday. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news next. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Tristram Hunt has resigned as a Labour MP to become a museum director in London. It will trigger a by-election in his Stoke-on-Trent central seat, which will be contested by UKIP leader Paul Nuttall. Sky's senior political correspondent Robert Nisbet says he's been a big critic of party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
This is another section of the letter here, that the frustration came with the inability to address the factors about which he cared very dearly because of their defeat in 2015, Labour Party's defeat, and more broadly about how the Labour Party should respond to the social, cultural and economic forces which have rocked mainstream social democratic and socialist parties from India to Greece to America.
Thousands of homes are being evacuated along England's east coast as severe flood warnings are in place. The main danger is expected at the next high tide around midnight tonight. Princess Margaret's former husband, Lord Snowden, has died. His family say he passed away peacefully at the age of 86. He was married to the Queen's late sister from 1960 until their divorce in 1978. Donald Trump has hit out at his sleazebag opponents in a series of new tweets referring to a leaked, unverified dossier, complaining Russia has compromising material on him. The US president-elect has promised his team will publish its own report on hacking within 90 days. More than 40% of English hospitals declared a major alert in the first week of January. There were major pressures 226 times in the 6 days up till last Sunday. That's six times higher than for the previous period. And Sky has dropped plans to broadcast a drama about Michael Jackson because of concerns raised by his family. They were unhappy that the white actor Joseph Fiennes was chosen to play the singer. The weather feeling cold tonight with widespread icy patches, snow mainly in the north and west. John?
Yes.
Why are you waving a rabbit in my face?
Is that unusual?
Well, I mean, that's unusual.
The batteries are going to fall out.
Just to confirm, it's not that kind of rabbit.
It's Radish.
Hi, Radish. It's very cute.
Hi, Victoria.
Is this your pet toy?
This?
Yeah, is it yours, John?
No.
It's Isla's.
Because it kind of looks like it's yours because you brought it into work today.
It's Isla's.
Are you trying to blame your children for your own toys?
The reason I've brought Radish the rabbit in is because Isla, right, mm-hmm. four. It's what happens when they're at school is they get a toy, right? And
that's
they
nice.
They all take it home for a week and look after it, and it has to be go on adventures. You see,
oh, okay.
And then you take photographs, and there's a scrapbook of Radish's adventures over the year.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, and it's Isla's turn this week, so I brought Radish the rabbit into work to have its picture taken with Rachel Stevens out of off of S Club 7.
Okay,
that's what Radish is doing here.
Oh,
there you
that's
go.
Nice.
Yeah. And he was just peering at you while you were doing the weather there, wasn't he?
Got a bit too up close and personal for my liking. Right. Shall I finish doing the weather?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to start it again because I must say I was distracted. So feeling cold tonight with widespread icy patches. Snow mainly in the north.
Strangling Radish. Don't strangle Radish.
Minus one. Tomorrow some wintry showers will linger. Sunny spells mainly in central and eastern
areas.
Highs are between 2 and 7 degrees. It's more in 24 minutes.
There's more now.
Yes, there is.
Because what we have now for you is bonus news. Now, we didn't do bonus news at 2:30 where it normally lives, Victoria's bonus news, because we were interviewing the film director M. Night Shyamalan. So...
Is that his name?
Yes. Okay. He taught me how to pronounce it. the full interview, by the way, available on our podcast. Yeah. And the Talk Radio website, talkradio.co.uk, right now. It's very good as well. He asks me out on a date. It's good. So, bonus news today is not animal, not vegetable, not mineral news, but chivalry news. Why? Well, let's find out with
chivalry news.
What's with the screaming?
It's because people are overwhelmed by the chivalry.
Okay. Let's hear it again.
Chivalry news.
So, in a Talk Radio exclusive, former S Club 7 star Rachel Stevens has told Cornelius Mendes he's brought chivalry back from the dead.
I think you have.
It's after the John Holmes show paid intern gave up his seat for a pregnant woman on a train this morning. He modestly told the singer that as soon as he saw the woman, he knew it was the right thing to do.
I was so noble, so I did it first.
Aww.
And
you
had
gentleman.
To stand up. Yeah.
Well, that's he hasn't what stopped some banging on about it.
I didn't tell anyone. I think it must have got on
you
Twitter or
thing.
Something because like the carriage started applauding. It was a big thing.
As Cornelius says, it was a big thing, so we've been out on the streets finding out what the general public think about what he did.
Oh, that Cornelius is so chivalrous. He's so dreamy.
Oh, isn't he just?
When I spotted the young man in question offering his seat to the young lady on the train, I thought to myself, thank you. Thank you so much, young man. Just to prove once and for all that chivalry is not, in fact, dead.
Hello, we're here to say thank you for this marvellous chivalrous act.
He stood up and gave a seat. This is truly something. You are a fine gentleman.
Good man, good man.
Many offers of marriage now.
Yeah.
So, well done and hashtag humanity.
So there we go, chivalry news.
That was very
chivalry news.
Very good. Chivalry news there. Well, chivalry timbers. That's chivalry.
How do you feel, Cornelius? Now you've heard the reaction from the streets.
Yeah, great. I loved that. I loved all of that.
He stood up for a woman who was pregnant. And then off air, he actually said this to me.
Right? What did he say?
He said, I wasn't going to stand up anyway, but she forced me.
Like, she did just stand next to me. There was no other option.
She looked and glared at him with a big baby on board sticker in his face. And so he had to stand up anyway. So he's not as chivalrous as you think, is he?
I can't believe that you have misled the Talk Radio listeners with your anecdotes saying you were noble and you lied to Rachel Stevens and the people out there, the general public, thought that you were a chivalrous man when, in fact, you did not do that because you wanted to do good by women and pregnant women in particular. You just felt a little bit guilty.
I'm enjoying the Archers music. Chivalry news!
It's a farce!
Chivalry news.
We'll be back with live music on Talk Radio next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
With Jet2.com, you can choose from 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca. You can fly from as little as £42. Plus, enjoy a huge 22 kilograms baggage allowance. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
We love home. Being cosy, forgetting about the world, and our favourite mug with the chip in it. We love having control and saving energy, even when we're nowhere near home. That's why we created the Nest Learning Thermostat. It learns what you like to help you save energy, and lets you control the heating and hot water right from your mobile. To learn more, visit nest.com/UK, or, if you're in the trade, become a Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro. And pick one up from your local wholesaler.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In South Yorkshire, the M1 northbound, there's 2 lanes closed and long delays due to an accident at junction 31 for Sheffield. Congestion back to junction 30 for Worksop. On the M42 southbound in Warwickshire, there's 2 lanes closed and slow traffic due to a shed load between junction 9 for the M6 toll and junction 8 for the M6. And in Essex, the M11 southbound, there's a lane block due to a broken down vehicle between 7 for Harlow and 6 for the M25. I'm Paul Jenkins.
I'm always wondering what counts as one of your 5 a day. I thought red wine might, because it's got grapes in it, but sadly not. Then I discovered something red that does count. Heinz tomato soup. One bowl counts as one of your 5 a day. How could I not have known that? Now I've got something to look forward to, because curled up on the sofa, what's going to warm you through? A stick of celery or a bowl of tomato soup? Exactly. And of course, it has to be Heinz. Jerry.
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. For those listening to the big story today, which is, of course, that Cornelius gave up his seat for a pregnant lady on a train. That is how we began the programme, with that non-ecdote, the con-ecdote. And he hasn't stopped banging on about it. But it emerges that, of course, it didn't quite happen like that, and that she forced him out of the seat and he didn't really stand up willingly. Adrian's just messaged us, tweeted us, saying, at Talk Radio, I saw the incident myself, actually. I was on the same train. And I paraphrase, and I quote him here, the bird up the duff said, get out of that seat, you wonky-eyed white snowflake. Thank you, Adrian. For that witness there, Con, you see. We bring you live music. We always do this on a Friday. Every Friday afternoon, we bring you live music because we can and we like to. Virgin Radio, our sister station downstairs, yes, they might well have You, Me at 6 in playing a live session. They might well. But it's You, Me at 3:45 now, because we welcome Jenny and David, who are musicians and buskers, and that's why they're here. They're going to play us some tunes. First, we'll say hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Fine. Good. Fine, we're fine.
Good. All right, then, tell us, so where are you from and how long have you been doing this?
We both are from France.
Yeah.
We in London from September of this year.
Okay.
And we started busking like 1 month after we arrived.
Why did you want to come here to do it? Why not France? Why are the people more generous here? Is that what you're saying?
generous, yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes, but open-minded too. Here, like, music is everywhere, in the streets, in the pub, and it was quite easier to come here. It was a big change, especially for me.
Whereabouts in France are you from?
Sorry?
Whereabouts in France? Are you from? Originally?
We are from Paris.
Oh, from Paris, okay.
Yes,
so quite a city in its own right, then, in
yes,
many ways.
Yes, it's a quite busy city, but it's not as easy. They don't let us sing everywhere. It's not...
But here, you see, you come to London, and there's...
Yes.
And people love busking. That's what that's
yes,
what people
like it here.
Yeah, yeah. And where do you do it? Whereabouts in London?
We just started with the Tate Modern.
A lot of people go to the Tate Modern,
yes,
fine. Yeah.
And
yeah.
We continue to Trafalgar Square.
Yeah, yeah. You've come at the wrong time of year, haven't you? You've come in Snowmageddon and in the winter, whereas really you should have been here in the summer. Are you going to stay?
Oh, yes, we're going to stay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, good. Yeah. Have you got all the right paperwork? Because at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what it's like? Immigrants. Coming over here busking. It's just paraphrasing UKIP there. That's all. Because of Brexit, you know. Right, so look, what song... you're going to play two songs for us.
Yes,
I understand.
Two songs.
What are we going to hear first?
We choose Hallelujah from Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
Our versions.
Good choice.
And the second will be Englishman in New York.
Perfect. All right. Well, Jenny and David, in your own time, off we go.
A secret chord they had, David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fives, and the major lift. The baffle, the king, camp, and roses. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Was wrong, but she needed proof. You saw her painting of the roof, her beauty and the moonlight of her throne. And she tied it to her kitchen chair. She rocked your throne and she cut your hair. And from her lips she drew Rudy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I have learned from love was how to shoot somebody who loved wrong. Somebody who's in the light. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. It's what we do. That was superb. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
I'm gonna call it now, and I'm gonna say, because a lot of people say that Jeff Buckley's version is the definitive version of that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that one is. Definitely, it's very good. Do you do that? You do that? Perform that in your set, as it were. And that's. I mean, could you find songs like that? And I ask this a lot of musicians that come through. But in terms of picking your set, how do you go about picking the right songs? Because you've obviously got to pick things that are going to make people stop and listen. So do you just your songs that you like? Is that how you choose them, or do you sort of go, we'll get money for this one, we'll do that?
Well, it's kind of difficult to answer that.
But just in terms of how you, because I know you said we're going to hear Englishman in New York. And what is it about that, say, that would, you know, that would make people sort of stop and listen? What is it? Because it's sort of
to make people stop. It's just like it's quite hard. People are just, especially in that time.
Yeah, because people are busy. And,
yeah, they're busy. Most of the time it's cold, so people don't stop that much. And it's about sound. We're like, it's like kind of close. Because of the sound, so...
So people have to sort of come closer to you.
People have to come closer.
Near where the money goes.
And sometimes it's hard to see people to come really close. They pass, they stop for a while. Some people just wait for an hour. The others just walk by and... It's quite different every day.
Yeah.
This morning it was quite hard because
it's freezing.
Weather.
Yeah.
If we just started this thing 1 hour after the snow stopped, fall, so...
Were you having to play in gloves, David, this morning? You got gloves on this morning playing.
Yeah.
Good. All right, so song, second song. Englishman in New York?
Yep.
Here we go.
I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast done on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side. I take it everywhere I walk. I'm an Englishman in New York. Someone said he's the hero of the day. It takes a man to suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Oh, I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien, I'm an Englishman. Make a man takes more than a license for a gun. Confront your enemies, avoid them when you can. A gentleman, we walk but never run. Oh, I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien, I'm an Englishman in New York. Oh, I'm an alien, no, I'm an English. Oh, I'm an Englishman in New York. Oh, oh, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York.
Yeah! Live music on a Friday in the studio. Jenny and David, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks to you.
Where would we find you then? Oh, have you got an online... If people want to hear more of you, do you have all the modern online stuff?
We have Facebook. It's JND Jenny David Music.
Yep.
And that's all we have for the moment. We just picked some Snapchat recently, so it's Teeny David Music, the same, and there we put the most things on Facebook.
Good. All right. Well, and I'm sure listening to that, there will be people finding you on your Facebook page. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Adrian's just texted in saying... Gary's texted in saying, I like Janet. You thought it was very good indeed. But he said she is lying because technically she's a French woman in London. So
yeah, you know, I'm lying.
There's a lot of fake news about that, isn't it? You've got to be careful.
Yeah. That's what most of the time I say it. We're going to try to imagine that we're in New York and try to imagine that I'm English, but I'm not a man indeed. But
thank you though for coming in. It's really good to see you. And we're sorry to send you back out now in the cold, but there we go. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoon, live music. We'll be doing that again. Yasmin Khan will be with you from 4 o'clock with Drive on a Friday. Before she comes in, they'll tell us what's going on. Some Request Friday, your speeches and talk dedications. That is the order of a Friday. This is if you want to hear a speech or a talk and you'd like to... We can't do music requests, basically. It's a speech radio station. We can have live music, as we just did, but we can't do what Simon Mayo is doing over on Radio 2. Anyway, hi, John. Hi. Good afternoon, everyone at Talk Radio, except for Andy J. I must say, I'm a really big fan of the show, and I would love it if you could play me Plant-Based Nutrition, Juliana Heaver, a TED Talk from 2012, as today I'm going to have my cat put down. There's nothing wrong with him, I'm just sure that he has become a vehicle of Satan. Thanks very much, and that's from Peter in Beardsley. Well, Peter, yes, indeed we can. For you, of course. It's Some Request Friday. Thank you for your request. Here it is, Plant-Based Nutrition. It's Juliana Heaver, and a TED Talk from 2012.
What if I told you that I had a magic elixir, one that could prevent and reverse almost every chronic disease, one that could solve the healthcare crisis, one that would bring more compassion into the world? What if I explained that my elixir could help heal the planet's devastation, that it could save billions of animals a year and prevent their pain, that it could feed the hungry throughout the world, that it encourages peace, community, and benevolence? This potion, it's free of cost, and there's plenty for everyone. Would you believe me that it exists? Would you be shocked at its simplicity, mesmerized by its obviousness, eager to try it? Would you be frustrated that nobody had told you this information prior to now, like I myself was, when as a teenager, I randomly stumbled into this brilliant book by John Robbins called Diet for a New America.
There it is. That's a TED Talk there. Juliana Heaver talking about nutrition or something. Play it, especially this afternoon, for Peter in Beardsley. Right, Yasmin Khan is on from 4 with Friday Drive. She's here right now to tell us what on earth she's going to be doing.
Before I quickly tell you what's coming up in the show, I just want to say I've been hearing about Khan.
I know.
I just think it's amazing what he's done. Congratulations, Khan.
Thank you very much, Yasmin.
I think you are an inspirational leader, potentially, of young people.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
They don't allow him
like a Pied Piper.
Around young people.
This is, if you're just tuning in, by the way, that's because Cornelius gave up his seat to a pregnant lady on the train this morning, and he hasn't stopped banging on about it since.
But as my producer just pointed out, he didn't give up his seat just now for me.
No, but you're not a pregnant lady.
No, but
unless you want to tell us something.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say that's probably because he's racist.
He is racist.
It spreads.
Is racist.
Okay.
I've rubbed off on him.
Have you? I wondered what that was. Anyway, yes. Talking of which,
yes.
We're going to kick off.
We're not talking about Cass.
No, stop it. We're going to start the show with a week in Trumpton.
Yay!
Lots gone on this week in Trumpton, most of which I can't refer to.
Why not? Just say that he played some prostitutes to Waz on a mattress.
No, okay.
Sound the trumpet. Pits.
Put
the tea in there.
But there is obviously a serious angle to all of this.
We're going to
be reviewing the week, looking at what happened. The jaw-dropping press conference,
yes.
That was quite something.
But then he immediately tweeted how well he thought it went. It's like, what?
Just bizarre.
Yeah.
I thought, Toby, you lot were right. Toby Jones was amazing.
Yeah.
as the deluded criminal. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about this proposed tunnel under Stonehenge.
Yes.
Which I don't know much about it. I kind of, on first glance, think, yeah, I think the campaigners are probably right. If they're going to do it, it needs to be longer so the entrance and the exit aren't
anywhere near the ancient site. Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you? Like maybe you drive into it.
A squirrel out of your bag.
It's not a squirrel. It's Radish the Rabbit.
Oh, it's Radish the Rabbit, obviously.
It's not a squirrel. Oh. This was for Rachel Stevens earlier.
Yes, sorry. He's sidetracking me with his rabbit.
I wouldn't ever
Okay,
do
look,
that.
We've got to go to news. We're talking about a hoard of gold that's been discovered in a piano. What are the rules if you find treasure? I don't know. We're going to find out.
Keep it.
And also, we're talking
to... I saved you half an hour.
Shush! A mother of three who has cancer, who was told that she had months to live. She's funded her own experimental treatment. It seems to have worked. It looks like it could be a game changer for cancer. It's quite a story. She's live on the show at 6 today.
Jasmine Khan with you next.
Jasmine.
Not next on the radio.
Repellent little man.
Oh, I might get that made into a jingle. Right, she's with you. It's Friday Drive. We're back on Monday, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, a repellent little man. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.